This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Excuse me.
Doogie.
So big, it was terrible.
Dieter.
The Pope said condoms are cool.
Charlie.
Millions of abortions all the time.
And Jeffrey.
My last bobble was a foot long.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Whoa, what's happening there?
They have something set up
incorrectly on the board.
I can hear you twice.
Yes.
I can hear you twice.
Yes.
Echo. Echo.
Snitzer doesn't come in twice. Snitzer doesn't come in twice.
Oh, I did on my headphones.
I thought you said echo twice.
This is rough.
This is the speech that
hurts. Hold on.
This is a heavy start to the show.
Don't say that again. I don't need any more heavies.
Someone get them on the line. Or maybe let me just turn this off for a second, and then we'll just be able to hear. I don't know what it's going to sound like coming back there, but they have the wrong thing potted up.
Skype TX?
It should be SAS A, not Skype TX.
Only SAS A.
I don't know how that. It's just the same way it's been the past few days.
Is that better?
We got you, Rover. We got you.
All right. There they go. All right. Now we can turn it back on. Thank you, guys. Good morning. It is, what is it, Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Charlie is here.
Hi.
On board Rolling Glory 1. Jeffrey is here. Snitzer back at the video desk.
Hey, man.
And Doogie is in the main studio.
Good morning, sir.
And so is Dieter.
Yo!
And you're with us as well, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can give us a call at that number. Text us at that number that comes into the studio, actually into Rolling Glory 1 in real time. And so do your tweets. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes on board in real time as well. But the best way to get a hold of us is to pick up the phone and dial 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll get to your email here in just a moment. Someone wanted a mood check on Mr. Jeffrey Allen LaRoque. Jeffrey?
I just got up, got some coffee from the hotel, packed up my stuff. And ready to go home and take a nap after the show in the aftermath.
Does that mean you're in a good mood or bad mood? You just described what you did this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm in a good mood.
Cool.
So.
It seems like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
He's wearing a brand new shirt. Addicted to karaoke, it says.
Yeah, listener got this for me.
Oh, yeah?
When we were on that senior karaoke thing yesterday.
Oh, the cruise.
The karaoke cruise.
Yeah, a good way to pass a gloomy Monday afternoon.
I want to hear all about that. We'll get to email here in just a moment. There is an issue for me to log into our phone system. It has nothing to do on our end. It has everything to do on iHeart's end. And it will not let me log into the VPN. I cannot. Maybe I can try a different login. I always forget the password for my other account name.
I have no idea how that even works. If that breaks, I always have to call an engineer.
Let's see here.
Got
there
it?
There we go. Got it. Yes. The other login worked. The they make you log in through a VPN if you're not on site, and it just sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It was and there's no explanation for that.
I don't even know what a VPN is. So
virtual private network.
I know that much, but I don't know what that means. It gives you a fake IP address in different locations.
It makes you it gives you an IP address on the network of the computers.
That's what people use when they're torrenting a lot. You know, set a bunch
VPNs. In that case, it's going to give you an IP address that doesn't correspond to your, to your home IP address. Well, or it's how you log into your office network as well. I'll get to your email here. Let's see here. Let me read you this one. Who's this from? I don't know. Frank. He writes, Rover, I just had my first creepy technology moment. My wife and I were discussing Mexican pizza and wondering what pizza shops near us had it. I said, I wonder if Pizza Hut has it. And the conversation continued. 20 seconds later, I hear my notification sound and check my phone. It was the Pizza Hut app sending a push notification. It creeped me out and he sent a photo of it. It basically says from Pizza Hut, dinner plans? Take advantage of the number one pizza, blah, blah, you know, dot, dot, dot. I can't see what it says after that, but.
Why does he have a Pizza Hut app?
Probably to order.
Oh, okay.
You don't have any pizza apps in order to order right from your phone? No?
What pizza apps do you have?
Well, I don't have any either.
So, okay, that's what I'm saying.
Mine's called B2.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'd ever download an app just to get pizza.
Oh, why not? You don't have to.
Because you haven't either. None of us have.
Oh, sure. I have before. I don't have it.
I do have the Taco Bell app.
And what do you do with that?
You order and then it's made for you as soon as you show up. You don't have to speak. Well, you do have to say your name. Okay, you do have to speak. But you just pull up to the drive-thru and you go, what up? It's Mike. I'm here for my Taco Bell. And they're like, cool. Everything look good on the screen? And it's just ready right then.
How do they know what Mike you are?
I don't think a lot of people are using this app. So I've never had any problems with it. You know, you order it, like I'll order it from home because I get real, you know, I get real teched out. I get real complicated with my Taco Bell order.
Uh-huh.
I'm removing things. I'm adding things that are from different items and everything. Uh-huh. I'm going, and it's very hard to communicate that through the speaker. But with the app, I can just type in exactly how I need this bad boy to be made. When I show up, it's ready to go.
Now, does it save all of those crazy specifications?
Yep. And it even gives them special names. It goes Charlie's afternoon snack. And I can just reorder that again. And then just there it is. It's already ready to go. My Mexican pizza, no beans, extra cheese every time. And it just sometimes you end up with no beef. You know, you're talking through a speaker. This makes it foolproof. It's great.
Right. Let's see here. Stephanie wants to know if it's possible for us to create a section on the Rover Radio page for each of your trips on the bus, like a section for our trip to Binghamton where fans can upload pictures from our visit or where we could list where we're going to be and all of that. It's not a bad idea, Stephanie. It can't be too complicated.
We wanted to have a map where you could see us, right?
I think we will. I think we will
implement
that. First,
we have to get the bus working completely. Step one.
Well, I was working last night. We went out last night. I then continued. I got back here. I started working. I told B2 earlier, I'm going to go to bed at a reasonable time. And I actually haven't been to bed.
I was
pulling an all-nighter. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
I showered at 5:30 this morning and I'm good to go.
Dinkinson Rover's workaholic nature. He didn't get this successful going to bed at a reasonable time. He's having an erratic schedule.
That's right, Dougie. Maybe that's the difference between me and you. You go to bed at 8 p.m. and
resting all the time.
I do.
Laziness.
Yeah, totally. So, I don't know if anyone's thought about this, but the Vegas trip, because we're broadcasting live, do you realize that we'll be live 3 a.m.?
I do.
Out there?
Yeah, 3 a.m. our time.
That's
an issue.
I don't think anyone's thought about that. So if we do Jeffrey's wedding, it's going to be, yo, Elvis, you have to show up at 5 a.m. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, we're going to have a cocktail reception.
Yeah, it's a problem for that guy, but for us, I mean, I won't ever adjust my schedule. Like, my sleeping schedule will just be, I'll just be in a different part. Yeah, different part. But it's still 5 o'clock in the morning to me.
Yeah.
No, it's 3, you're up at 2 a.m. I don't see anyone going to sleep.
No, you got to stay up all night.
You have to. Absolutely. So, what do you mean?
It's a time difference between Cleveland and Vegas, Dougie.
You don't have to change your schedule, though, because it still doesn't matter. It's just 5 in the morning to me. I'm just in a different place. I'm just not going to adjust my schedule to Vegas time. I'm going to keep it on our local time. Does that make sense? Am I crazy?
She doesn't get it.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
It doesn't matter to me when the sun's up.
I don't know
up,
if it's realistic,
up.
But...
Oh, it'll be fine.
And it may not be as hard because as we roll out there, we're going to be going through different times.
Yeah, we will get used to it each day. To go down a bit. Yeah. Right. It's still going to be odd to have Elvis marrying somebody at, like Dougie said, 4 or 5 in the morning.
I did get an invite from iHeart, an email invitation, inviting me to fly out to the iHeart Radio Music Festival. So I may just have to, meet you out there.
Can I use that?
I can use it.
Actually, it says non-transferable right on the thing.
Oh, boy.
Crap.
Let's see here. Deba, I believe it is, writes about the Little League flip-off. I'm a mother and know that when you join any youth organization, you must review and sign a sportsmanship form. Whenever you wear any uniform, you are representing that team or later company that you may work for. It would break my heart for my child to miss the opportunity, but I understand it to be a life lesson to these preteen girls, especially on such a large-scale news media. This is in regards to the girls on the Little League softball team playing in the World Championship game and then disqualified because they... tweeted a photo of them flipping off the camera.
I'd like to know if this lady emailing has ever given anybody the finger and if she should lose her job over it, because everybody's done it. Who cares? Get over it. I just don't see the big deal about it.
What if she flipped off the camera, but she wasn't at work?
No, it still doesn't matter. What's the difference? There's no difference. Everybody does it. Everybody knows what the finger means, and nobody gets really offended by it. It's stupid. It's silly to pretend to be upset about it.
Jeffrey, it sounds to me like you had a pretty good time. I want to hear about all of it in just a little while.
Well,
you went on a karaoke
Charlie
cruise.
And Snitz took video of it.
I can't wait to see the video. I haven't seen any of this. I don't know anything that happened yesterday.
Yeah, we'll play some
video. We did go out. We are in Williamsport, Pennsylvania today, and then we're heading back home right after this. And we'll be broadcasting from our home studio tomorrow. But last night we went out, just kind of a last-minute thing. Met a bunch of fans out, went to a bar, hung out there. How late did you guys stay at that thing?
I was back to the hotel by 10:30.
Oh, really?
I was back to the hotel by 11 then. Seth and I went out and we found some food that was... Look, we're at that bar with all those fans.
Right.
And everybody's like, this place has the best food. But then I felt weird ordering food and eating it around all these fans. Just like, everybody's staying around drinking. And there I am just eating a cheeseburger. Like
shaking hands and.
Yeah, it just felt.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, it's weird. Like with mayonnaise dripping down my face and stuff. So we're like, all right, well, let's leave here. Let's go find some place to eat. Everything was closed again. And we found a questionable kind of place. It was the. Pakistani fried chicken. And
I didn't know Pakistanis ate fried chicken.
Either did I.
You know, natively, like they have.
I didn't know either. Uh-huh. So I got the chicken curry, which I've never had curry before. My body's not ready for curry, I found out. I woke up this morning and I'm blasting. I'm just, I think I'm going to have to poop in every commercial break for the rest of the day. It's real bad. And so I'm not feeling too hot right now. Like I don't know how once we start heading home today, I'm not going to use that toilet. Like it's going to, I'm sorry. I think I'm just going to be sitting on that the entire time.
Now, have you thought about taking anything? Some Pepto-Bismol?
No, it's better to just get it out. You get blocked up like that. It's unhealthy. It's a natural process to get the poisonous chicken curry out of my body. So I don't want it to be soaking into my pores or my skin anymore. It's eating me away from the inside, Rover. This thing is, I was up all night just with the worst heartburn, and I can't believe I did that to myself. It tasted good, though. It was really good. I've just never had it, so.
I don't know as if I've really had a lot of curry stuff.
Me either.
Is it?
Well, I walked in, I said, hey, what's good, to the guy. I mean, this guy is shutting down for the night. It is, he cannot believe he has one more customer.
Well, yeah, the three workers were outside, like, just smoking or whatever they were doing outside.
Yeah,
waiting,
right, waiting to go home, waiting for it to, right. let's call the night.
So they hated you. They probably wiped their ass with
your
chicken curry.
Well, no, the owner guy looked excited that he had a customer, because he probably made 30 pounds of chicken curry today, and he sold 1 pound. He's like, let's unload. Okay, because I walked in, I said, hey, what's good here? He said, the chicken curry is the best. And I said, okay, I've never had that. Let's try that. And then so that's what I ate, and it was okay. I mean, it was good, mm-hmm. but now I'm paying the price.
Stance, what about you? You didn't eat chicken curry because you don't eat meat, but...
No, I got a falafel. I know Charlie's gonna mention it, so I'm just gonna say it. I thought that I was getting tahini sauce when he gave me the cucumber sauce, whatever. It's a cucumber yogurt sauce.
Well, this guy was eating yogurt.
So I was eating yogurt.
Like a maniac.
No, uh-huh. They sprayed a little bit on there. Okay, so big deal. I'm not perfect. I'm sorry.
That's a milk-based product. Ooh,
yeah,
he's a vegan. Ooh. And even when the guy said, do you want the sauce?
I said, yeah.
I said, Snitzer, no. And I put my hand out to Snitzer. I said, no, Snitzer, don't eat that. That's yogurt sauce.
No.
He kept yelling, it's tahini. And I said, no, that's tzatziki sauce, which is a yogurt-based sauce. I go,
right.
Snitzer, don't do that. And he said, oh, don't pile it on, buddy. He just kept telling the guy to keep putting it on.
You told me afterwards, but anyway.
No, I did not. I swear to God, I told Snitzer, stop. I was trying to, before he committed a vegan crime, against himself, I tried to stop him, mm-hmm. and he would not accept it. And he pretended to be in the dark about eating yogurt.
What's the difference between tahini and tzatziki?
Tahini is a sesame.
Tahini is just, it's
like sesame paste with stuff. Yeah, sometimes they'll put,
like,
hummus on it.
The worst peanut butter in the world. It's just garbage. It's just crushed up sesame seeds. Nobody would want to eat that. It's in hummus, I think, is basically it.
Yeah, it's in there.
But that's it. I mean,
so he's just chowing down on this yogurt.
A little squirt of yogurt. But speaking of squirts, I left the hotel room early this morning because I said, Charlie, I'll meet you down at the bus. And I had to go downstairs in the hotel lobby bathroom and woof. But I think I got everything out. I think I'm good.
I think I'm
all good.
I saw what was left over. I went into that.
Oh, you went in there?
I went in there. Oh. He painted that porcelain.
Yeah.
It was stained. I took a picture. Try to send it. Yeah.
Damn it. I heard somebody like pull on the door.
No, I just Snitzer. It was a half hour later.
So it was after. Okay.
I don't know who I could send this to. It's
I wasn't there for a while.
He was. This thing is all. It's all stained. I'm gonna have to get a cleaning crew in there. Anyways, it's been fun.
I had a nice dinner last night. I went to some Italian place. It was great.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's nice. Donnie in Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Donnie.
Hey, good morning, Rover. How
hey,
are
man.
You?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, good. I'm glad you guys are back. Hey, so Rover, I was dating this girl for a little over a year, and we got engaged. And one evening we had gone out, and she drank a little bit too much. And we got back to my place, and she wanted to leave, and I said, no, you're not leaving. So I took her keys. So she was drunk, ended up calling the police on me. So the cop shows up. She's outside. I go outside. She's sitting in the cop car, laughing and having a good time. Little less than 2.5 months, 2 months later, I find out she's dating this cop now.
Oh.
And I wanted to get your opinion on it because she's still contacting me. She'll post stuff on Instagram and, you know, for me to see it and then play some games where she'll block me and then unblock me and reach out to me, to text me, call me. So I just want to see what you think.
Just block her. You need to move on, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing
first
good,
of all,
if
you're dating a chick that's blocking and unblocking and all this, you got to get rid of her.
And
cut your losses.
And she's like left you for a cop. That's not good. That's never good.
Tell me about, I mean, the cop just shows up, sees a drunk girl, obnoxious, and then goes, I'm going to start dating this girl. That's how it worked?
Yeah, basically, she's Plus, like I said, 2 months later, she's putting pictures up of them on Instagram, you know, saying she's blessed to have met this guy, et cetera. And the bad thing is, you know, nothing racial, but he's a black guy, too.
Oh, wow. Nothing racial about that.
Yeah, nothing racial, but...
I don't understand.
Rover, I just want to tell you... Yeah, he's black.
God, that's terrible. You know, so cops aren't allowed to fall in love? What is that?
No, it's not. It's just for this guy. For this guy,
to meet someone on a call, it's generally frowned upon, douchey.
Well, you can't help who the heart
loves. Just like attorneys, it is. You know, they're not supposed to start
clients or
dating clients, right? teachers and students.
But was there a police report filed?
And old ladies. What's that, douche?
Well, that's a pass. Was there a police report filed or anything like that, or did anyone?
No, I come outside and he claims like that he got all my information from her. I'm good to go. Just send me back inside. Didn't even ask me my side of the story. Anything.
Okay.
That means that he didn't file any report. He goes.
Right.
So this chick must be pretty good looking, huh?
Yeah, she's good looking.
Yeah. So he shows up. He sees this cute girl. Now, she's called the cops. She's who knows what the hell she's doing. She's belligerent. She's drunk. But he rolls up. He sees a hot chick and he goes, let's let this girl, let's let this all slide, so that he can start dating her. I mean, he knew right off the bat. Yes. What do you mean?
What does that mean?
It's fine. It means this guy needs to move on. Seriously.
Well, he does need to move on.
And this guy also needs to block her, because now she's dating a cop. If she's that psycho, just the blocking, the unblocking, and posting all this weird stuff.
Wait till she still tells him, oh, he raped me.
Yeah, to the cop. Yeah. Just get ready. You need to just cut her out of your life, because this woman could crush you.
Yes.
It's not worth it.
Yes, I agree with Charlie 100%, Donnie. And one time when I was in, thank you, Donnie, when I was in high school, it wasn't a cop. I was in high school and I was dating this girl. And she said to this guy, by the way, this is 100% just a made up lie. She, for whatever reason, told this guy, or maybe he just thought it, I don't know, but told this guy that I would beat her. Like, this is in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting in a restaurant and this guy comes up and hits me over the head with a chair. I have a scar from it on my face to this day. Now, I want you to know, I've never hit a woman in my life, ever. And this guy doesn't question it, like, hey, are you roughing up this girl? No, he just walks in, I don't even see him coming, he's behind me, and he does like a swing around.
Yeah, he's gonna like
with a chair.
Yeah, he wants to be the big guy and like save her from the beatings that you're delivering. So, without asking any information of this woman's psycho,
this guy was pretty psycho himself.
Of course, yeah.
So I mean, he was just looking for any opportunity to just let's get in a fight. But you know, who knows what this chick could tell this cop? Just make stuff up 100%. I do have to take a break. We do have the shizzy on the way. The news. What do you have on the way, douche?
What singer has been on social media frantic? Videos on social media talking about suicide. They want to take their own life. It's not the first time this person has done this. I'll tell you who that is. And Snitzer, there's now research that shows you should be eating meat. I'll tell you why next.
All right. I understand not eating meat, you know, for various red meat, especially for heart and that kind of stuff. But the vegan thing, I don't get. Like,
so no cheese is stupid.
Why?
You're a
why
stupid
not?
Idiot
like
if you
milk
don't eat
is
cheese.
A milk is a is a renewable
cows,
resource.
It's for baby cows, not for humans.
It's what?
It's for baby cows, not for humans.
People have been drinking milk forever. I mean...
That's fine.
What do you mean it's for baby cows, not for humans? I mean...
Yeah, humans drink mother's milk. They don't... It's for baby cows.
Would you drink your wife's milk?
I have, yes.
Oh. That's not very vegan.
Yeah, that's very gross. That's sick. You're
it is gross. But I mean, so just like...
Mother's milk,
I mean, you could say that about anything, though, Snitz. Like, you know, lettuce. Well, that's for rabbits, not for people.
No, it's a plant. It's not, you know.
Okay, so why not eat chicken?
Because I don't eat animals.
But that's that, is that for people?
No.
It's not for people?
No.
Do you get mad at, like, a lion that eats another animal?
No, it's out in the wild. That's fine.
But I mean, that gazelle was not.
I don't care what other people do.
I'm just asking what you think about that.
But why isn't it a chicken for people?
Well,
because I don't believe in any animals. That's all.
But a gazelle is for lions. But a chicken can't be for people.
That's a gazelle and lion. It's not a human, dude.
I know. I'm aware.
We have like grocery stores. We don't hunt and gather anymore.
Sell chicken.
Okay.
How many chickens there be if we didn't eat them?
Well, let me tell you what the story is.
Yeah, a lot less
because
it would mean factory farming them, dumbass. Jeez, right. what a stupid argument. What a stupid argument that is. There'd be more chickens.
They'd be overtaking the world.
Running wild.
Dumb. Oh, my God.
God.
Yes, Dougie, what were you going to say?
No, I said let me do the news story, and then you guys can continue.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
What? Famous person, what singer, is on social media once again and talking about suicidal thoughts. I'll tell you who that is, plus a story for Snitzer. There's a new study out there, and researchers have found why Snitzer needs to eat meat. I'll have those stories next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. I know that Jeffrey was out yesterday partying. He was out at a bar last night, I saw him. But before that, he went on the senior karaoke cruise.
Yeah,
he loves karaoke and he loves old ladies. And we thought this would be perfect to take him there. He didn't seem too.
He did not seem interested in it. I think it was basically because Snitch and I were going to come.
Mm.
I think he would have just had a way better time if we just weren't there. Is my thought. You thought wrong. Well, why were you mad about it then?
I don't know. It's just that
Also, somebody told him that it was a trick to get him on a gay cruise.
Did he read that on Twitter or something?
Yes, I did see that on Twitter.
So is that why you were so sour? You believed you were getting on a gay cruise?
Well, you know how some people are.
Did you believe you were getting on a gay cruise?
I didn't, you know what? I thought the guy was just busting my butt. You know, when I got there, I said, "Okay, the guy was just busting my balls." So it was. That's when you got there. That's when I got
prior
there.
Prior to getting there,
my brain.
Were you worried you were getting on a gay cruise?
Well, the way the guy made it sound, yeah.
I guess it turned out
I had a good time. The older folks were, entertained. I thought I probably gave some really good entertainment, for their money.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to find out what happened on that. But first, Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, so September will be 16 years since the deadly attacks, 9/11 attacks. And I can't believe I'm still doing this story. The remains of a man that was killed almost 16 years ago at the World Trade Center, the remains have been identified. Isn't it crazy how we're still trying to name people that have died at on that day? So the name was withheld at his family's request, and the announcement marked the first new identification made since March of 2015. And the offices that are using the DNA testing and other means to match bone fragments, they're still trying to piece together all of those that are missing. Remains of over 1,600 victims have been identified so far. That means 40% of those who died have yet to have any of the remains identified.
Yeah, and the people, the 1,600, I mean, it's like a speck, basically. It's tiny. It's the half of a fingernail bone.
Yep, and what happens, the reason why they're able to, over all these years, is we have new technology and DNA stuff that are more sensitive, per se. So that's how we're allowed to get that little fleck, like you said.
So they sent this little piece waiting for 15 years, and they finally now test it for
Well, they might have tested it before, but then they, you know, they didn't have the as the technology gets more sensitive, more able to identify, then they can go back and test these things again.
So there
wait a second. I was waiting for Peter to tell his story. Wait a second. I'll never forget. Oh. And then he just stops.
I was going to leave you hanging, a tease. No, I read this one story. Somebody was walking down the street after, and they thought a dead bird was in the street. And then they looked closer, and it was actually a piece of a scalp of somebody's head. That was the only thing
piece
left.
Of a what?
And his scalp.
Oh.
Scalp.
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 Well, they had a scalp. They sculpted up after his scalp. Uh-huh. But just how morbid that was, that was the only thing left. And I was like, oh, my God.
Hmm.
So the U.S. is sending dozens more Marines to Afghanistan. This is all according to three U.S. defense officials. Task Force Southwest. It's based in the southwestern Afghanistan region, and they requested additional Marines to help with internal force protection. So there are currently more than 300 Marines assigned to this task force, and the total additional force is less than 100 Marines, according to officials. There was a bizarre accident that happened over the weekend involving Boy Scouts. There was, so these troops, they were out there near the Louisiana line, and they were on the water. They had a small sailboat. And on this sailboat, they were teaching these Boy Scouts things on the water, and they had the boat, the top part, the mast part of the boat collided with a power line.
Uh-huh.
And two boys were electrocuted, and a third boy was injured. Now this third boy has died. Mm. So this third boy that was hospitalized, 11 years old, the others who died right there at the scene on Saturday were 16 and 18 years old after this accident. So it's just, God, you think you're sending your kids out, you're in the Boy Scouts, and I'm not saying it's their fault, but it just like that, it can all be gone. It's just an accident where the mast, and they're investigating, why was this mast so close? Why was the power line down and all of that? And they're electrocuted, and now this third little boy ends up dead. So that's just an update to just a bizarre story that happened over the weekend. So national security alert, we have a missing phone. Malia Obama, where's her iPhone?
Uh-oh.
I guess she lost it in Chicago over the weekend.
Was this the younger one or the older daughter?
Lollapalooza. This one is the older one, right?
Oh, there's got to be a nude photo
No, I think Malia is the younger one, isn't she? Or...
Sasha's the young one.
Oh, Sasha's the young one?
Yes.
All right.
So remember we had talked about Malia? She was the one that was dancing on the grass to the Killers and thrashing around. They say that they think she lost it when she was like rolling around and going crazy. They still can't find it, and they're freaking out a little bit.
She's 19. There's got to be a nude on there.
No way.
Yeah, come
you
on.
So?
Every 19-year-old dude is doing that now.
Yes.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
How much would that sell for if I found that phone and I had a nude of Malia Obama? What do you think that would go for?
You could just contact like Barack and be like, hey, give me $5 million. Barack would pay that.
No.
Think so?
Yes. And you'd get killed. Yes. But afterwards, you might have $5 million for a couple hours.
All right. This is a story that will probably send Anthony over the edge here. Researchers have found that eating meat is good for you to a degree. It helps reduce your chances of suffering from depression. The study concluded that the mood of vegetarian and vegan men is affected because they're missing out on B12 and consuming too much omega-6 fatty acid. And that messes up your blood chemistry, Anthony.
See?
You need to eat meat.
Eat a steak. Eat a chicken.
Yeah. You don't have to go crazy.
What does this do? This makes people who are vegans crabby?
Crabby.
Look at Spitzer.
Depressed.
Yes. This story is perfect.
Yeah. It's not this job
suicidal.
At all. Yeah, not this job at all.
Snaps a lot. Can't deal with stress. It's all due to the diet.
So, just chew on some beef jerky back there.
Okay.
While you do the show. Oh, God. And finally, speaking about suicidal, Sinead O'Connor back in the news again. The 50-year-old singer was posting on Facebook a frantic video. People were sharing this. In fact, it's been viewed nearly 700,000 times. It might be even more since we woke up. The video, which was recorded in a motel room, and it shows her mental illness on full display. She does not look well. She's not acting well. She's lashing out at her family. And she claims her family abandoned her because of her three mental illnesses. She's living in a Travel Lodge hotel in New Jersey.
Where's the video? Do we have the video?
I'm working on that.
What's
right
she
now.
Doing? I mean, what is she saying? What is she doing? How weird does she look?
She's going crazy in it. Absolutely. So everyone's worried about Sinead O'Connor. But she's done this before.
It's a nut job.
She's a little, yeah. But I feel bad saying that because if she does have mental issues, you know what I mean? So you're on that weird cusp there. So we'll let Charlie pull that. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
With Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, yo, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at roverradio.com or on the RMG app.
Find that video, Charlie, you think?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Right. And we also have video of Jeffrey out on the senior karaoke cruise. I don't know if that's in the system yet. Is that in the system yet, Snitz?
I put it in daily. Looks like it moved over.
All right. Let me get my thing fired up over here. So yesterday...
Snitz posted...
Yeah?
Snitz posted a picture on Instagram. I was in bed, I woke up, and the first thing I do is I check Instagram. I'm laying there, and I see this picture on Instagram, and I get tears in my eyes. I'm like, oh, my God, the picture of him with all these old people.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Rover, we're at the cruise, having fun. The Hiawatha.
just a bunch of old people, and then there's Charlie standing in the middle of it. What did they think? I mean, there's a woman, like, in a wheelchair.
Rover, this senior cruise was a lot older than we had thought. I thought active. I was thinking active, 60-year-olds
sing. The ones in commercials.
Yeah,
they're always like so. They have they're wearing Depends, but they're still moving around and dancing and smiling.
Like really kick-ass catheters or whatever, and they're loving it. So we get there. We get to the cruise, and there's like three old people sitting under like a picnic table waiting for the cruise to open up and we get on. And then I think like 10 fans show up, and I'm like, oh man, we're gonna ruin these guys' time. Like. The three old people, we're going to ruin their time. I feel kind of bad about it, but like 10 fans showed up. Shout out to everybody that showed up. And then we all buy tickets to the cruise and we get on the cruise. And so again, it's just like us and then 10 fans. I'm like, man, there's not a lot of old people here. And the old people were like 60, maybe 70. I'm like, okay, this is pretty light crowd. Maybe it's because it's raining. And then you see the nursing home bus pull up.
Aww.
And then you see it park. Then you see the wheelchairs start coming out of the back of the nursing home bus.
Oh, they have to like wheel these all out like on one of those like a lift thing.
Oh, it's brutal, man. And I'm like, whoa, these guys are old. Like this, they're about to die. This is basically it. This is their last.
This is the final cruise.
The trip into the sunset. Yes.
I'm the Iowa.
So I'm like, are these guys gonna sing or like how are these people gonna sing? They can barely. I mean, they can't eat their own food, basically. I mean, this is how old they are. I'm like, this is crazy that we're here. And we got on, and there's like a karaoke guy. He's
Now, are there fans that have showed up at this?
Yeah, about 10 fans, I'd say. Okay. So we have about 30 about-to-die old people, and then 10 fans that are ready to witness whatever's going to happen. Because nobody knows. This is a weird mixture of RMG fans in this nursing home. And then... So DJ gets up. I'm waiting for the old people to start signing up, but I think the second person to sing any songs, Jeffrey LaRocque, he puts his name right in the hat, and he gets up in front of the boat, and he's singing. I think you have it. I think the first one he did was River of Dreams. He wanted to take it back for the old folks.
Well, because we were on a river, so I thought the song would be
appropriate. It was good. It was good. Hey, I'm not saying you did bad.
I didn't cut these down, so you could jump in.
Yeah, you get an idea.
I mean, I'd like to the first one. I just want to get sort of a right off the bat and just see what the what everything's like here.
Wait, hold on. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No.
Let's see here. Give me one second.
So yeah, Jeffrey puts his name in and he sings. I'd say you're the second person to sing, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because one of our fans sang too.
Yeah, the first person that sang on the senior karaoke cruise was a guy, I don't remember his name, but he got up.
Brighton, I think is his name.
Okay, sure. And he got up and he sang in front of the old people. And then Jeffrey sang. And I don't think the old people ever sang the entire time we were there. Like, there was just no, it just wasn't happening. So
yeah, they had a couple ringers, like a young 75, maybe.
Yeah, Ken, the young 75-year-old was there. And Ken was there. He was ripping it up. Yeah, he was like, he was in charge of these old people. It almost seemed as if maybe the old people had paid Ken to be there. There's so little people singing that the boat captain, I don't even know how we were traveling down the river at one point, because the captain of the boat is singing a song. It's with Gordon Lightfoot. And it's fun. They have a bar, so we're just getting ripped and just having a good
now,
time.
Now, are any of the old people drinking?
Some of them, the ones that could walk up to the bar.
Uh-huh. Putting that in their boost or ensure.
I mean, they almost had to remove, there's so many wheelchairs in there, they almost had to remove, like, the actual chairs because you couldn't fit wheelchairs in.
Snitch, you still not seeing this over
here? Yeah, I got it now.
Okay, all right, let's see here.
So Jeffrey gets up and sings Billy Joel, River of Dreams. Very quiet. Yeah. So here's Jeffrey.
Wait, it hasn't kicked in yet.
Oh, okay.
The audience is...
Is captivated, you see?
Yeah, they are not interested in checking out Jeffrey singing it all.
They have. Look at this.
Look at his arm. It's not moving. He actually looks like he's crippled.
Yeah, he's part of the nursing home.
Look at this. That is bizarre. His.
It looks like Bob Dole's arm. Remember? It just like, doesn't move and just holds a pen.
Look at this. Look at the way he's... So the arm that's holding the microphone is moving, but the other one is attached.
I think he's pushing it into his crotch to try to hide his boner in front of all these old ladies.
I mean, it hasn't moved once. He's got... You have a crip arm.
Like this, they don't have many. They do not have many days left in life. I mean, they really don't. And this is—they realize this is how I'm spending.
And they're
it.
Being subjected to this.
Floating on the Cesco.
This one lady up front.
Yeah,
she just. Yeah, the one lady up front. Chapman. She just signed a form. Do not resuscitate.
The DJ's walking out. He's looking.
Yeah, DJ's trying
overboard. DJ's trying to jump overboard. He just opened up. Look at him. He's looking down at the river, going, "I might jump." Wow. I mean,
do these people think something's off with Jeffrey?
They don't know. They almost thought they're getting pranked.
Well, they thought that, it's the senior cruise and the mentally handicapped cruise.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you, Jeffrey.
That's bad.
In the middle of the night.
I already know I sing bad. Don't make it worse.
And these people, they just do not care. I mean, they are completely unfazed by this.
They've seen it all.
There's no wonderment. Right. They're so old. They've seen. I remember Ernest used to be this bad of a singer. Like, this is nothing new.
What did Jeffrey say at the end of this? He's like, at least I got to get out there and entertain these old people, and they got a chance to see me sing.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of their last things that they were lucky enough to witness LaRocque in person.
I remember when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
I was only
and Jeffrey
65.
On the Hiawatha.
I think the Beatles on Ed Sullivan be more memorable.
So there's this one. And then he went into, I don't know who sings it, Old Time. Which ones did you save,
Elvis Spencer? Presley's All Shook Up.
We didn't do that one? That's fine.
All Shook Up and For the Longest Time.
Okay, All Shook Up. Yeah, he did All Shook Up. This is Elvis. And he shouts it out. He does this one because...
Yeah. He's going to be doing this for the residents here.
Oh, for the residents. It is a straight-up nursing home.
Oh, yeah, there was a van that dropped him off.
Y'all might remember this song. Although I heard this when I was 7 years old.
Yeah, the one lady in the front, she's kicking it. She's she's toe-tapping. Oh, Jeffrey's moving like a man, trying to get those hips moving.
Smell this.
Funny, Dieter, funny.
It's as if he's never heard the song before, isn't it?
I mean, I've heard
his
song.
It's truly amazing.
Hundreds and hundreds of times, but I never sang it.
Right. Have you ever karaoke and they pick a song that you don't know?
Yeah, somebody's like, let's go up as a group. And you're like, I don't know this.
Right.
That's exactly. You just try to make it up. You single. You just kind of read the words out loud.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys had a good time.
Well, Rover, you got to get to the hit. We got the whole crew together.
Uh-huh.
And we did For the Longest Time.
Oh.
For the entire crew.
All right. Let me see this quickly.
All right. Check one.
Check two.
Now, is he worried you're going to one-up him here?
I'm not sure if he is. So, yeah, For the Longest Time, which is Jeffrey's favorite song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least one of them, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Why are you mad right now?
Everyone is coming up.
All the RMG fans went up and we all sang it to the old people.
For the longest time.
Jeffrey's making it really hard because he's off time and we're all trying to correct him.
What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. And has it happened for the long
I bet these old people got off the cruise and were just like, boy,
I want my money back.
No, they probably feel sorry. They probably, I feel bad for those window lickers. We will be right back live from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Just rolling through town on our way back home on board Rolling Glory 1, which is our tour bus fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere, they're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live in where, Jeffrey?
Williamsport, PA.
That's right, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We hung out last night for the first time ever. We have come to Williamsport. Been on the air here for a couple of years. Have never been through here. Decided, hey, let's stop by. Didn't know if anyone would come out. We sent out a tweet last night, said, hey, we're going to go to this bar. Bunch of fans showed up. We had a good time. Jeffrey, you have a good time?
Yep. And then next year, when we roll through here, it'll be for the biggest event in the city. That's the for the Little League World Series.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be some of the fans I spoke to says it will be insane.
Yeah, they're getting ready for that in a couple of weeks. We're here a couple of weeks too early, I believe.
And I like that we were at the radio station yesterday, and the Little League is the biggest thing here. It's huge, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey's explaining to them what's in the Little League Museum because he knows more about it than they do because he just loves Little League or something.
No, it's just that it was on the heels of the something I brought up on the air earlier that day because of a piece of Little League history.
Which is what?
The one of the first girls to actually play Little League baseball in the early 70s.
Maria Pepe.
Do you think Jeffrey's changed his socks all week?
He had new ones on when we started. Right. Those were looking like the same exact style of the new ones.
Yeah. Have you changed your socks?
Not yet.
Oh. No.
The entire
trip? He is itching his feet a lot.
Wait, the entire trip?
No, not the entire trip. I mean, this is the pair I put on yesterday.
What about the entire trip?
Not the entire trip. I brought enough pairs of socks for the entire trip.
How many pairs did you bring?
4.
Yeah, that's enough for the entire trip.
Lie.
We've been on whatever, dude. 7 days.
So I'm coming from somebody that takes a shower once every 2 weeks. We're probably like totally on every lying. Payday, so.
Uh-huh. And,
okay.
Okay.
So are all 4 pair of your socks identical?
I got 1 pair left that I can change into.
Oh, so okay.
So you've only used 3 pair of socks over a 7-day period.
Yeah, I mean, like I wear socks at least probably
for two days. Yeah.
Well, not only that, my FUBUs have holes in the bottoms of it, so it's a little bit of water kind of leaked in. So
your shoes.
What's
have...
that white stain on your knee?
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, that's paint.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
paint that never came
you
out.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Dieter.
What do you think it
you
is, Dieter?
You got porn on that bunk.
So, you're changing your socks every 2 days.
I can change them right now if you want.
No, please, no. Oh. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why not?
I have 1 clean pair left.
Yeah.
But why not? How come I can't change them?
So your shoes have holes in the bottom.
Unfortunately.
That dirt and grime and water soak up through. And it gets into your socks, and you still only change them every 2 days.
Well, I mean, I can change them right now.
No, we prefer that you don't.
No, I think at the next commercial break, I will change it.
No, please.
My bag is
don't.
In. My bag is
please,
right there.
Your bag's here. And why don't just do it on the air right now? I'm just
please,
changing the socks.
Don't. Yeah.
Show us the socks, please.
No. How many pair? So you have 4 pair of socks.
Yeah.
Are they all the same? They all look like those?
I got 1 pair left that I could wear on this trip.
It's not the question. Do they all look like that pair of socks?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Are they the same sock?
No.
So they're not the same style?
I mean, they're the same style is what you're getting at. Yeah, they're the same style.
Same exact. I mean, did they all come in 1 pack?
Yeah.
Okay.
You buying this?
No.
He's had that style the whole time we've been on this trip, so.
Right. I don't think he's changed his socks.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he has either.
No,
if he's going to admit to 2 days, you take that number, you times it by 3, right. And so he's been wearing those 4.
He wore the same shirt until today, unless he has it underneath.
In Binghamton,
his...
I wore the 2013 Rover Fest shirt when I was in the autograph tent, so when we were in Binghamton, I wore the 2013 Rover Fest t-shirt.
What are you wearing on underneath that shirt, anything? Just a wife beater?
Just right. The white same, wife beater.
I got to get some new wife beaters.
Do you have 1?
I just brought this one with me. I didn't bring any more.
That's you wear under every shirt.
Not every shirt.
Do you think that he changed his socks?
No. No, God, no. I don't think so at all.
Should we have him? You want to bring? Why don't you bring your bag out? Take your headphones off. There you go. And bring your bag out. Put it right here on the floor.
And then Snitzer will do a blind smell test.
Oh, no.
To try to find out if they've been worn or not. Lay them all out. I think that's a great idea.
You're close with that stash, too. It's going to
no,
nice it'll filter
get,
with the...
No, it'll get stuck in there.
Exactly.
Okay,
Jeffrey, put your headphones on, please.
Headphones, Jeffrey. We can hear you.
Jeffrey, put your headphones on. Jeffrey, put your headphones on. He's answering his phone.
That's Dieter calling me.
About what?
I know his phone. I have no idea. He's in the studio. This is my last pair of socks.
Ooh, that's fresh.
Now, those look very, very clean.
Yes, those look
brand
new.
Those are brand new. Those are right out of the package.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see the other socks that you've worn so far.
Yeah, lay them out up there. Just lay them all up on the counter.
No.
So we can see the different socks.
Put those on the floor, not on the counter.
What's that? What is this bag? Ooh, this is what's in that pocket? Okay. Well, those look pretty used.
Well, they're definitely used.
All right. Well, lay those out. Yeah, keep
put
those
on the floor.
What's that? 3 pairs of socks.
Wait, no, are those the same ones?
God.
Dude, those look crunchy.
Phone's for you.
So there you go.
Phone's for you.
All right. Yeah, so
Dieter, stop calling me. You were on the air right now, okay? So there's no need to call me. We're talking.
What if
right
it's
now,
important?
Okay?
What if he needs to say something to you?
No, he's going to say something right there. He's in the studio. He's got a headset.
Wait, lay out all the socks. Lay them all out.
Okay. He's got a microphone.
Lay them down.
No, don't lay them down. Just there you go. Okay. So
yeah, there you go. There you go. Lay them out. Get the undies out too. Let's recreate. Just get the undies out.
No, you don't.
How many undies have you gone through? Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, lay those out. Yeah, just kind of put them on the ground there. Yeah. I'm not gonna do anything with them.
Oh my god, this is disgusting.
This is good. This
there
is
you
good.
Go.
This is so wrong. Why are you hiding this? Why are you hiding your toys?
So you have 3 pair of underwear,
and I got my 4th pair on right now.
We've been on the road. How long?
Ew.
7 days. So he's averaging socks and underwear every 2 days, right?
All we've been doing is out walking around and drinking, and just in the sun. We're at a festival.
Oh no! You're not taking your socks. No, please.
Let them out. Let them out, man. Please. Let's switch the socks up.
Well, then after the show, I'll change out and do a new pair of socks. How about that?
Oh, somebody's calling you again. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's
I answered it for you.
Okay, dear, you can knock it off now. You got a microphone and you got a headset and you got a control board, so you don't need to be calling me. Okay.
What do you guys think? Let me see what time it is.
We're done with the socks?
Yes, please. Thank you. Please.
I liked when he laid them out all over your bus.
Was you guys' idea, so
I know, I
don't
like
blame
it.
Me.
What do you guys think of, as Jeffrey puts his stuff back, what do you think of this Google thing? Have you seen this in the news?
I saw the headline.
Let me put this to you in a nutshell there. As Jeffrey just picked his ass crack before he sat down. I think we missed that on camera, but yeah, he just pulled his ass crack. So an employee at Google wrote what they're calling a manifesto. Now, it's 10 pages. I don't know if I would call it a manifesto, but it basically says that, hey, there's this push, and you know how especially over the past month or so, it's all about women in tech, and oh my God, look how horribly they're treated, and guys are hitting on them when they go in for funding, and you're starting a company, and you're a chick, and the guy who has the $18 billion, and he could invest $50 million in your company, he's like, hey, why don't we have dinner tomorrow night at my place? And oh, it's so horrible.
Oh, you know what? Right there, the chick's probably thinking, "Oh yeah, this guy will give me money. Will give me the $50 million if I let him in my pants." That's probably what they're thinking,
right? And people are very offended by all of this. But it's been a big story for the past month or two. Women in tech.
Oh no, do you not remember the story?
It's been going on for a while.
2013 was the worst story about women in tech. All these people are at a conference, and the guy at the conference leading it said dongle, okay, mentioning a dongle.
Mm-hmm.
And two guys in the crowd laughed and said, I like big dongles. And that's what this guy said. He lost his job because a woman overheard him and told on him that he laughed about big dongle.
Big dongle is funny.
It's funny to anybody.
That never gets old.
That would never get old. Yeah. And two people lost their jobs for laughing about big dongles.
Now, it's been in the news, but really over the past couple of months, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but some women came forward and how they were all mistreated at Uber and Google and Facebook and blah, blah, blah. Anyhow. So this engineer at Google, and keep in mind, this is not the CEO. This is not the head of human resources. This is just an employee at Google. Somehow, someone got a hold of this guy's supposed or so-called manifesto, 10 pages, talking about how all of this effort to equalize men and women in the tech industry is bogus because women aren't interested in the same stuff that men are, and they don't have the same drive that men have to excel in certain things.
In certain things, or are they saying overall they don't have the same drive?
Well, he basically is saying that women don't put such a high priority on excelling and basically almost showing off. Like the reason guys want to be successful is so that you are the alpha male, that you can one up the next guy. And women don't have that same drive. That's not inherently in them. He says that we should have all of these efforts to increase diversity, it should be on diversity of thinking, not on sex or race or anything like that. It should just be on diversity of thinking and ideas.
Like making women work harder?
No, but saying, hey, don't put in this artificial, hey, we need more women, we need more women, we need to have 50% women. When women, he claims, now, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but he claims, are just not as interested in engineering as men are. Now, maybe that's true, maybe that's not. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, so I can't tell
probably
you.
Just like guys probably don't work a lot inventing makeup and stuff, you know. I'm sure there are some,
and teachers, you know, there are some male teachers, but you know,
overall it's more women, right? Sure.
Daycare workers,
mostly
women, right? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so whether this guy's right or wrong, I think is sort of beside the point. People are treating this like this is some sort of a crisis at Google. Guess what? It's one employee who did this. That's it. It's an employee. It's not.
And how many?
It's not the CEO. It's not the vice president or this or that. This is just an employee. So, speaking of the CEO of Google was on vacation. This thing blows up like 2 days ago. This so-called manifesto that this engineer wrote about women in the workplace. He left his vacation so he could come back and deal with this. Like, I don't get this. Why? Why are people so overly sensitive over this? What's the deal?
Especially if it's just one employee.
It's one employee.
I don't.
I mean, there are wacky employees in any business, and that they do not represent the entire company. Is there something to this that women are not interested in the same stuff guys are? I think that's
for sure. There's no question that women just aren't interested. Women like certain things, and guys like certain things. I don't know why we all have to pretend that they like the same stuff. When they don't, you know what I mean? Like, they just don't like computers as much. I'd say some do. I'm not saying all girls don't, but some, I'd say mostly guys like games. They like computers. They like nerdier stuff. Girls like different things. They're not bad things. They're not
makeup
good things.
Makeup and,
like you said, daycare. Yeah, like daycare.
Fashion.
Sure. That's just what they like that more. Should there be more men in fashion? No, because who cares? I don't care. Whoever wants to do it can do it. If they're purposely stopping somebody from being an engineer, then yeah, that's wrong.
Well, that's the whole point, I think, of what this engineer at Google, again, an employee, is trying to make. Like, hey, you're turning this into a big crisis of women and how they're underrepresented. But women they're not drawn to this. They're not interested.
There are some careers that attract women, others that don't.
I'm sure Google would hire if she was good at the job, they would hire her. I don't think they're caring about the gender.
Especially now. If you're a woman and you're good at the job, they're going to hire you over anyone else.
So I don't think there's any issue. I don't think they should just go find a random woman and be like, here, we need her to be the CEO right now because you're a woman. No.
And we saw how that worked out with the Yahoo CEO.
Yeah. Let's go find any woman we can. Yes,
well, I can't believe you guys have no problem with this. I mean, I think it's disgusting, and I'm glad that they fired the guy.
I don't. Wait a sec. This is news to me. If they fired the guy, I hadn't heard that they fired the guy. They did.
Yeah.
Yes, oh yeah. Fired.
Yes. He's fired.
I don't know about that. I haven't read this whole 10-page manifesto, but that's
fire him too.
If that's his belief,
in all honesty, I would fire him too.
Why?
It's just causing a big problem. You don't want that problem. Just get rid of the problem.
You
whether he's right or wrong.
But wait a second. Just because someone has a differing opinion of yours doesn't mean that they should lose their livelihood, that they should lose their job.
Yeah, but everybody's talking about this right now. It's causing a big issue.
So what?
For him, he had to leave his vacation. If I'm a CEO and one of my employees makes me leave my vacation because they're a dumb thing, whether they're right or wrong, get out of here. I don't need you anymore.
Well, you're going down a slippery slope then, Charlie. You work on a radio show. Any day you could say something that offends someone.
I'm waiting, yeah.
And just so they should just fire you for that because you had a difference of opinion on something.
Well, I'm different. I'm cooler than this guy. This guy's a nerd.
Right. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Dieter's always said that women aren't good at certain jobs. Firefighters, police, that kind of stuff. He's never been real hip on them in those positions. right or wrong, but do you believe that there are just some jobs, dear, that women don't want to do?
No, I think they want to do more, but they can't. They're not as strong as a man. That's just a fact.
But what about engineering? Programmer at Google, you don't have to be strong for that.
Yeah, but can they type as fast as a man?
Probably faster. Girls are better typers.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. Because traditionally, myth. Back in the 40s and 50s, yeah, women were secretaries. So, yes, they have the hold the keys on typing, and they can type pretty fast.
No, men have stronger fingers. You ever see a guy type like a typing teacher? I had a typing teacher in high school. The guy can fly like the wind with his fingers.
Yeah. I actually had, I had a guy just like that, too. He was really good at typing.
We
had a typing teacher.
He's
yeah.
parlayed that typing skill into teaching a bunch of snot-nosed brats how to type. Basically.
Yeah, it was just a typing class.
That's what good yeah. got him. Okay, yeah, perfect.
But his hands were ripped.
AJ, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, AJ.
Hey, what's up, guys? I hate to take it off the subject of Charlie and Dieter and being obsessed with their fast-fingered teacher, but. Yesterday, I was I'm an RMG Plus subscriber. I was watching about I don't know if it's 117 minutes or an hour and 17 minutes in. You were just coming back from break. And what the hell is his name?
Jeffrey?
LaRocque. Jeffrey picks his nose and wipes it on the console. And
No.
Looked around to make sure
No.
This is
I don't believe this.
No. Snitzer, you got to get it.
What time?
I'm pulling it up right now. Give me a second.
On my phone.
Where? Okay. First of all, we have to really get into this here. First of all, you watched the on the app or on the website? You watched the archive, the RMG TV archive. So you weren't watching the live replay loop. You were watching the archive version, correct?
That's correct. Okay. Yes. On my RMG Plus subscription, yes. On my phone. All right. I even went back again when I got home to make sure that I saw what I saw.
Whoa.
He picks his nose, and he kind of just drapes his hand over that right console where all the buttons are by his chair. And then he looks around and he wipes his finger up a little bit just to make sure he got rid of it.
Rover, if this is true, what do?
He has to eat all of our boogers.
He can't go on the bus no more, Jeff.
I'm trying to find this. Give me one second.
What time was it? One more time.
I think it's about 1:17.
Okay. The music is still playing when you come back from break. Nobody's back in yet. It's still playing. TV's just coming back on.
All right. Let me put you on hold, AJ. Hold on. Let me look at this.
Oh, man. I don't think he's going to go to Chris Christie's.
I'm not seeing any video.
House, but it's out there that open arms, come on in and stay.
So I'm looking at this. Is it? I don't know. This is about 1 minute. 16 seconds, 30.
It must be after the shizzy or before the shizzy.
Let me ask this guy. Hold on 1 second. Is it going to break or coming back from break, or is it after the shizzy maybe?
It's coming back from break. Nobody else is sitting down yet. It's coming back from break. So he's looking around to see if anybody's watching him.
Okay. All right.
But the music is just starting. The music is playing. Everybody's, getting ready to come in.
Right, right.
There's no talking. It's just the music waiting for you guys to come in.
Let me put you on hold, AJ, because I did see him reach behind.
And what's he doing by the console?
Let me show you. Well, no, he's not talking. He's talking about the switches back there.
Oh, okay.
I do see him move his. You'll see it here in just a moment. I do see him move. He picks something out of his head, it looks like. And what does he do here? Hold on. I do see him put something over his shoulder. I've been scrubbing through this. I don't know why I can't play it in real time. Give me a second. Jeffrey, did you pick your nose during the show yesterday and wipe it on the bus?
If I did, I disposed of it down here.
On the seat.
Not on the seat, down the chute.
So
down the garbage chute.
He's admitting to some of it, huh? He's admitting to some of it right now.
Let me. Okay. I'm trying to go through this here.
If this is a case, for his foot fungus, you put that block between his feet. If he's picking his nose, you got to do something.
Tampons in the nose.
Tape his nose. Yeah, something to block the boogers.
So he says no one else is sitting down. So I don't think that this is the... Would it be an hour? I mean, that's an hour and 17 minutes.
It'd be 117 minutes.
Well...
Would that be different?
It would be. Yeah, definitely. Of course it would be different. But he said he didn't know whether... How does the time look on RMG Plus?
I'm going to try to log in.
Let me go to this guy. One last... All right. AJ, were you using the app or the website?
I was using the app on my phone.
Okay. What kind of phone? Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay. Android. And you're on the RMG TV archive page.
117. Yes, watching yesterday's show.
It was yesterday's show. We were in Williamsport. I just want to make sure. We were in Williamsport, right?
Yes, you put it up yesterday around 2 o'clock. It was finally on there, and I got a chance to watch it. Okay. I didn't get a chance in the morning.
Was Jeffrey wearing a white T-shirt?
Oh, man, I wish I could tell you. Okay. I just remember him going to his nose and putting his hand down on that console and looking around. You gotta find it.
I'm working on it.
It's pure gold.
Now, when you look at Charlie, when you look at this, is it going by hours or is it going by minutes?
It's hours. So yeah, 117 would be
all right.
One, it goes one, that whatever that is, colon, semicolon.
You're just coming back from break.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna look at this. AJ, thank you for tipping us off. We're gonna go
full investigation.
Yeah, full investigation. We have people all around the world looking into this now. Thank you, AJ, for alerting us to this. This would require some sort of, I mean, I don't know what happens if this is true. What does this require?
Hazmat crew.
Well, you can't have people wiping their boogers on the bus.
No.
No, that's a bodily fluid.
I mean, it's just gross. Melissa in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I was just calling in about the topic with the Google's Echo Chamber manifesto.
Yes.
And in my belief, I really don't think the gentleman should be fired because he's allowing the social justice warriors to create this problem. It was one man, one paper, as you said, and it was the rest of the company in whole, the social justice warriors, that made this an issue. And that's what they've been doing, is shutting people down. And he loses his job because of his thoughts, his ideology, his free speech, his freedom of thought.
Yeah, look, idea on that is don't fire the guy. If you want to have a debate, an argument, if you want to persuade someone, you don't just make them lose their job over their belief. You change their way of thinking over time. You prove them wrong. And I think it's very dangerous when you just start firing people because they said something that is, I guess it's politically incorrect. And someone loses their livelihood over that. I don't like it. I think it's disgusting. Shame on Google. And thank you, Melissa. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back with the shizzy, the news, as the search for the booger continues during this break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Boogergate.
Funny, Dizzy.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are on board Rolling Glory 1 in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Yeah! We had a good time here last night. And thank you to everyone who came out and said hello. And met a lot of fans, took a lot of pictures. We had a good time. And heading home today after the show. So doing the show here, then heading home. Welcome to everyone in Dayton, Ohio as well.
Yeah, we're live in Dayton.
We are live in Dayton. Welcome to the show. Give us a few weeks. It takes a little bit of time to catch on, for you to learn who everyone on the show is. And
were we on in Dayton before? And then
we
then the station decided to flip on their switch and switch the formats, and now we're finally
something
back
like
on.
Dayton has
the National Museum of the United States Air Force. That's their biggest attraction.
Uh-huh.
Everything in and around Dayton's themed around aviation and the Wright brothers, because that's where they're from. They were bicycle makers from Dayton that built the first practical airplane.
Jeffrey has always said, if you ever, you know, wanted to go on a beautiful date, like a first date,
yeah,
I've asked him, like, where would you, if you could go anywhere for a first date, where would you go? The Dayton Museum of...
No, the National Museum of the United States Air Force.
Yes, that. That's where he would definitely take a chick.
That's
I mean, if the
very
chick's
romantic,
interested.
Right?
If the chick was interested in aviation history like me, yeah, that would be a practical first date. It would be just dinner.
Now, we have looked into Boogergate. We have not been able to verify Boogergate. We've seen a couple of things that we thought could be Boogergate, but we could not verify a pic and a smear.
I did see a nose touch, and I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
I could not find where he smeared.
I could not find it
either. And
even
the nose touch, I don't even know if that was a true booger grab.
Yeah.
He could have kind of blew his nose into his hand. Mm. And then just had booger fingers all day and then slowly wiped it. But there's no evidence where he ever placed the booger.
We need to prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And right now, the bar just cannot be met with that. You know, it's too high. So if you have more evidence to submit on Boogergate, please email us, send us a text message, 866-YO-ROVER. Or give us a call, 866-967-6837.
Well, maybe Jeffrey would like to just
admit
it now and just
the time.
I mean, I'll
enter your plea. You are charged.
No contest.
With picking your nose.
No contest.
And no
that
contest.
Means you did it.
Guilty.
Yeah, but that also
guilty.
Means
guilty.
I also, that means I also put it down the chute.
So you did pick your nose.
So I put the booger down the chute.
Okay.
He's not contesting that there was.
Ew.
There was a pick.
At least I put the booger down the damn chute.
Hold on. He did it yesterday. He put the booger down the chute.
Yeah, I remember picking my nose when nobody was around looking. I put the booger down the chute.
We did not have a garbage bag in the chute yesterday.
Oh, Jeffrey.
So it's sitting on the inside somewhere.
So we could probably have you could probably get down during the next commercial break.
Yes.
I do have some tweezers in the bathroom. You could probably get down there and find that booger.
Go through the garbage can and
yes.
try to find this booger?
Well, you don't even have to. It's just on the bottom of the garbage can. There was no. We've since put a garbage bag in there.
So I'll remove the. Okay.
So you remove the garbage bag. Now you can probably find his booger.
And this is. You want me to do this?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to admit that you didn't put it in there first? Could you please admit that you didn't put the booger in the garbage?
I put it down in the garbage.
No. If you admit that, then I have to dig through it.
Well, see, you don't want to go through it. That's the thing. But I'm trying to prove, I don't know, but you have evidence.
I'll do whatever.
If you don't
takes.
Have your evidence, then you can't.
There's
no
body.
You have to drop. There's no body.
We'll get the forensic evidence. We'll get the luminol out. We'll spray down and get that UV light. Start looking for boogers. We're going to start a website. They have Bang Bus. We're going to have Booger Bus.
Was this premeditated, Jeffrey?
No, it wasn't premeditated.
It was a pick of passion, you're saying.
What?
It was a crime of passion.
No. Is that to get something out of my nose? Something was jamming up my nose and constricted my breathing.
So
you want me to die?
So you picked your nose. Yeah, I see that in the news all the time.
It sounds like you want me to die,
boogers.
So what the hell?
So you picked your nose, and then you didn't wipe it on anything. You're telling me you put it down
the
trash
chute
right next to you. There's a little trash chute right there next to Jeffrey's seat. You probably can't see that. There it is. And so, Jeffrey, I don't know if I'm buying this.
Did you?
Here's
the
during
thing.
The show?
If you can't find the booger, then you have no evidence.
Did you pick?
And if you can't find me, and I could have done this to my nose.
If you didn't pick,
look,
we can't convict, man.
Right. Just because my finger's
what
on my nose doesn't mean my finger was in my nose.
Yeah, left hand or right hand to pick?
You have to look at your evidence.
No,
but you tell us.
You said you picked.
Yeah.
Like this?
With your left hand?
Yeah, and then I saw the video where it went like this, and, you know, I was
you
scratching
put it
my head.
Your hair?
So,
you picked your nose and put the booger in your hair?
I didn't put the booger in my hair.
Okay.
You want to look at my hair?
So did
you want to shave my head?
Which
shave
you,
your head.
Just forget the video, because that was the wrong part of the video. So did you pick with your left hand or your right hand?
I don't know. I don't think I remember that.
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Cool. Usually left-handed.
All right. So do you pick with your left?
Sometimes my left, sometimes my right. Depends on which nostril.
Okay.
No, come on. You use the same hand. Don't you write right-handed, but everything else you do is left-handed?
No, Dieter. Oh, God, Dieter. I don't know how many more brain cells you're losing over this.
Yeah.
I write left-handed.
Uh-huh. But you, how do you
I don't write right-handed.
How do you throw a baseball?
I throw a baseball with my right hand. I throw a football with my left hand.
Yeah. So, Dieter, are you losing brain cells here?
It's so confusing. What do you pick with? What hand do you pick with usually?
Depends on which nostril I got to pick from.
Ambidextrous picker, huh?
Yeah, I got, yeah.
You never cross over?
No, I use this hand for one nostril, this hand for the other nostril.
He's a switch picker. All right. Doogie, are
you... have evidence, and there's no, and you, you can't convict.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes. Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. In New York City, a window washer has been killed after he fell to his death yesterday. This was in the morning. The harness that he was strapped into, it ended up breaking as he was working on the 12th floor of a Manhattan building. Imagine walking to work and all of a sudden, plop, 56-year-old man just cleaning a window just falls. How scary is that? So he fell to his death after the snap, the harness broke. And of course, there are pictures. The victim's partner was working with him on the raised platform when the fatal incident occurred, and he was transported to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead right away. There was a 52-year-old woman who works in the building and said that she saw the aftermath of the fall, and she watched the paramedics arrive and try to perform CPR on him, but it obviously did not work.
Kevin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kevin.
Okay.
Seems important.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hi.
Hey, just caught on something yesterday, and I'm not sure if you've ever noticed, but some of your rejoins, especially the one that you just had that played after the last commercial break, called the bus Roaming Glory One instead of Rolling Glory.
I think I've heard that. I think I heard that. Is there was there a typo? Was the wrong info sent to the voice guy?
No. It's rolling.
But it sounds like the guy's saying roaming.
We've haven't we had this conversation? I thought we did.
But Kevin hears
what is it.
I hear it.
It's
I've heard it. It's rolling, but he says roaming.
I am almost positive that it's not.
I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to that again. Kevin, I think they're trying. Here's what I think happened, Kevin. I think that Doogie
screwed
it up. And I think Charlie probably screwed it up.
No, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Charlie was advocating for roaming glory instead
roving.
Of rolling.
Because roving. Your name is Rover.
Okay. So someone put a typo in there and sent it to the voice guy, and they're wrong. That's what I think happened.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
Thank you.
Well, that's nobody's fault.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that right after I solve Boogergate. Go on, Doogie.
Sure. In Florida, human skeletal remains have been found inside a homeowner's septic tank. The septic repair company, they were called out to a property in Newberry after the householder complained, tank's not working. Something's wrong here. So staff were working on the tank when they made the grisly discovery, and they, of course, called the police. So they're investigating this. Cops are working on trying to identify the body, and the homeowner is not under suspicion for the human remains.
Do you think someone was murdered and put in there? Or did somehow someone got it fell in there? I mean, I don't even know how you get septic tanks are usually underground, right? So how did this happen?
Yeah, I think somebody was, don't you think they were cut up and like put in the well? I don't know.
That's not a well, it's a septic tank.
So how do you get in a septic tank?
Yeah, don't people have those in their basement?
A septic tank?
It's underground, Rover's. Yeah, Rover's right.
I mean, I don't.
There's no connection from your basement to a septic tank.
Well, sure, from your toilet. Have it. For your toilets go into the septic tank, but...
So Dieter's right. Where's the septic tank?
They're usually...
In the yard. Like, mine growing up was
buried.
In the yard, and it was buried in the yard. It was actually in the neighbor's yard across the street for some reason.
And there must be some sort of access pipe in order for them to pump out the septic tank.
Yeah, but lots of them, if you see that weird, some people have, like, these concrete slabs in their yard. And if you open that up, that's where the septic tank is.
But is there just poop water floating?
No,
you
I think,
open that up?
I don't know. I've never opened one, but yeah, I think you're able to access it from that point. So you could open it. I think if you have the right, I don't know if you need special tools or something, but I mean, if you're real gross, it could just be left open.
Yeah. All right.
Two of the rarest 1 cent coins ever made. They've sold at auction for a combined total close to $500,000. There was a 1943 Lincoln penny. It fetched $282,000, while a 1792 Birch cent, which had been thought to have been lost for over 130 years, that was sold for over $211,000. Now, the cents are among the rarest ever discovered, and they were sold at a public auction in conjunction with the world's largest coin show. That's in Denver, Colorado. If you ever go through your coins and you try to look, I have no patience for that, and money's so dirty. But when you see that some of these old coins are worth that much money,
how much is that one worth?
Well, one was worth $282,000, and one was worth $211,000.
I think most of the time, like
it's a penny, we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, most of the time, if you find like a special penny, it's worth like 5 cents.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw like an old dollar bill that someone gave me, or a 20 or something. I go, oh, this must be worth something. It was really old. It was like 1930 or 40 or cool. Something. I mean, it was really old. And so I looked it up online because it looks all different, yeah. You know? Look it up. It's worth like $21 for $20.
Exactly.
Big deal.
And finally, entertainment news for you. Three servers were fired from the Sunset Tower Hotel's Tower Bar. This was yesterday. They were fired after a photo of Robert Pattinson having dinner with Katy Perry was leaked. So a source says that the servers were not suspected of having snapped the picture, but they were fired for not preventing a guest from taking the picture.
Well, how would they even know that a guest was taking the picture? I mean, another
pictures
guest...
Pictures are banned.
Well, I mean, that's pretty crappy of them to do, I think.
There was a large group of people in Pattinson and Perry. They were with all those people, and they said it was certainly not anything romantic. It was just a big group of people hanging out. No insinuation that they're dating or the latest couple and all of that. But this bar is known for having celebrities there and protecting their privacy. So these servers
okay, but
did
so,
not
I mean,
stop.
I'm looking at this. This is just someone took a surreptitious, Jeffrey's favorite word, surreptitious photo of a couple of celebrities. How would the wait staff even know that someone was doing that?
I don't know. They were fired.
Screw
there
that place.
That's right. A shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
At RoverRadio.com, you'll find... Well, I ain't gonna tell you. Go f***ing find it yourself. It's all there. Oh, RoverRadio.com.
Dan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right.
Hey, two things real quick. I think I have a way to prove if Jeffrey was really picking his nose. Have Charlie reach down in that trash chute and see if he can feel the crusties on the bottom of the chute. Because how else would you flick the booger in it? Or would you wipe it?
You're right. It wouldn't be a perfect fall.
How'd you get the booger off your finger?
Oh, I just used my pinky to open the chute, and I just went like that.
It didn't
wait,
stick?
Wait, but how did it come off your finger?
I just had to, you know, do it right off my fingers and into the trash chute.
How?
I just illustrated it, you dumbass.
Don't boogers sometimes stick to your and you try to flick it?
Yes.
Yeah, I try to put my hand down and just flick it right down into the trash chute.
So now
chute.
You flicked it.
Flicked it down
you
into
didn't
the...
drop it, you flicked it.
So,
did
I
you
mean,
roll it up?
No, I didn't roll it up.
You didn't roll, so it's just was
it's
just
oozing.
Well, you gotta find. Well, you gotta first of all, you have to find the smear.
Was
you
this
gotta
crusty?
Find
was it a crusty or was it wet?
It was crusty.
Okay.
Well, this is gonna require all sorts of investigation. The whole drive home, we're probably gonna be investigating this.
I did look through every single time we went back from commercial break yesterday, and I couldn't find any more evidence of a pick. So he's in the clear right now.
Right.
But he's admitting to picking.
That is
no
a disturbing trend.
And no contest still gets a vert. I mean, you still get
right. The judge normally says you're guilty. Yeah. No. They rule on you being guilty. You can plead no contest, and then the judge says guilty.
But I can also, but also gives me a chance to present my side without a lawyer.
No, that's not guilty.
No, no, no. That doesn't. No contest means you're not admitting guilt.
You're not going to fight anything.
You're not going to dispute the facts.
Well, you. Well,
it means you're making no contest. It means you're not going to put on any case. You're not admitting guilt, but you're not going to fight anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you're found guilty, you're found guilty. That's it. No lo contendere, as they call it in the legal world.
Well, you got to remember, this ain't a criminal case, so.
Well, could be.
This is a magic booger if it just falls off your finger.
Straight down the chute. Doesn't hit the walls, the sides. Uh-huh.
All right. You have to find it first.
Let me take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
Getting ready to pack up, head home. On board Rolling Glory 1.
Oh, yes. I heard a rejoin. He did say rolling, not roaming.
All right, but what about in the other ones? I think there's somewhere he says roaming.
But in this particular one, I think in the other ones, I believe I've heard rolling.
That would be incorrect. Yeah. Let's have to listen. Dane in Williamsport, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hey, morning, Dane.
Hey, Rover, what's up?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Not much. Dieter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, I was wondering if I could meet you guys before you head out of town sometime.
It's going to be a pretty quick turnaround. As soon as we wrap up the show and the aftermath, I think we're like literally rolling out right then.
Yeah, B2 said we had to be somewhere by a certain time to get a tire or something.
Getting the service, right?
Yes.
Why? You want to sing karaoke with Jeffrey? You want to give him a new pair of underwear? What are you looking for, Dane?
I was just wanting to meet you guys and maybe see the boss and everything and just hang out for a couple minutes.
I think it's going to be pretty tight. Oh, he wants a keychain. It's a Rover's Morning Glory keychain. Let me think if there's, probably not, but I'll put you on hold. Hang on a second. I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty tight getting out of here, right?
Who's going to tell you when you want to talk to him?
Yeah, well, Dushy, you have to let him down softly now.
I'm just putting him on hold. I'm trying to think about this. I'm just thinking about it, whether there's anything that can be done. Maybe we could
drop
keychains like breadcrumbs.
B2 just
told
me, she said, as soon as we're done with everything, we need to run to the hotel and go get our stuff and immediately like leave within as fast as we possibly can.
I think you should go get your stuff during a break because
that's how
I did the smart thing this time and brought my stuff with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Show off.
Yeah. All right.
It's also easy when you don't unpack clean clothes.
Oh, shut up, Anthony.
TJ, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, TJ.
Hey, I want to recap Friday night. Like, today, you're all worried about Jeffrey's dirty socks and dirty underwear. But Friday, the late night Friday leftovers, you weren't worried about his dirty-ass socks or dirty-ass feet all in that bus when you're wrestling them. I want to know what you did after you got done wrestling them. Did you go back and touch B2 and cuddle with her, or what happened?
Rover was knee deep in fungus. He was touching Jeffrey's feet.
I'll tell you. I don't know about what I did after, but I'll tell you what I did before. I drank a bunch of alcohol, which impaired my judgment. You ever go out and bang a really disgusting, ugly girl? Sure. You ever made poor decisions when you're drunk? Absolutely. Well, that's what I was doing when I was wrestling around with Jeffrey's dirty ass on board the bus.
That's got to be hard to wake up to with the hangover when you realize what you did the night before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with just...
Got you. Gave you a good workout,
spores
though.
Spores all over me. Ugh.
Speaking of, remember, you and Charlie were trying to make the play for my phone, and that's what sparked this whole thing.
Speaking of girls who are overweight, there's a guy now. It's very convenient that his wife is a blogger for people who are a plus size fashion blogger. Yeah. So that's what she is. Yeah. So it's very convenient that this guy, Robbie Tripp, happened to post a message on Instagram. It's a picture of him. He's pretty skinny, and he's holding on to his wife there on the beach in Miami, and she's pretty large. She's got cottage cheesy ass and thighs and all of that. And he writes, "I love this woman and her curvy body. As a teenager, I was often teased by my friends for my attraction to girls on the thicker side, ones who were shorter and curvier, girls that the average basic bro might refer to as chubby or even fat. Then, as I became a man and started to educate myself on issues such as feminism and how the media marginalizes women by portraying a very narrow and very specific standard of beauty, thin, tall, and lean, I realized how many men have bought into that lie. For me, there is nothing sexier than this woman right here. Thick thighs, big booty, cute little side roll, etc. Her shape and size won't be the one featured on the cover of Cosmopolitan, but it's the one featured in my life and in my heart." Has this made you puke yet?
This is disgusting.
I mean, this
not the chick, just the pussiness of this whole statement this guy is making is disgusting.
This guy is phony, right? This guy is so phony. First of all, he probably didn't even write this. She probably wrote it. He probably doesn't even exist. He's probably a paid model.
Or actor,
just like you are. You're my paid actor. Everyone that runs into you thinks you're an actor.
Yeah.
Well, they think it when they hear you on the radio, and then they meet you in person. They go, "He's not acting, is he?" No. He continues, "This gorgeous girl I married fills out every inch of her jeans and is still the most beautiful one in the room. Guys."
I hate this guy.
Oh, I do too. Guys.
Not for the reason that you hate him.
Oh. "Rethink what society has told you that you should desire. A real woman is not a porn star or a bikini mannequin or a movie character. She's real. She has beautiful stretch marks on her hips and cute little dimples on her booty." First of all, no guy wrote this.
No.
No man with a penis wrote this. Think about this. I want to just read you that line again. "She's real. She has beautiful stretch marks on her hips and cute little dimples on her booty." Does that sound like anything a guy would say, Charlie?
Never ever write that.
This is written by the woman, right? And the plus size blogger.
And she's a blogger.
Yeah, she's a blogger.
Or big girls. All
right.
Yeah.
That's right. "Girls, don't ever fool yourself by thinking you have to fit a certain mold to be loved and appreciated. There is a guy out there who is going to celebrate you for exactly who you are. Someone who will love you like I love my Sarah."
Ugh.
There they are.
I could just throw up right now. I'd have to run out of the bus and throw up. I'm sorry, Rover.
Me too.
Why, because of the girl?
No, it's because the way the statement.
Fried chicken. Did you have some of that too?
No, I didn't have any of that curry fried chicken that Charlie had. That's wreaking havoc with his digestive system right now.
So you'd think that everyone would be, all these feminists would be on this guy's side, right?
Yeah, because he's...
They've actually turned on him.
Why? He seems like a hero. He's celebrating grossness.
Here's a woman who writes, "Strong contender for least fave type of male feminist is man who thinks liking a curvy woman is revolutionary."
No, he likes all fat chicks, though.
He's trying
his part here. I mean, I don't know. What else do you want from him?
Another person commented, "Wow, bro, you're literally a feminist icon for marrying someone thicker than a Victoria's Secret model."
Does he need to go fatter? Is that what they're mad about? Because the girl's not fat enough.
I don't know what they're looking for.
Like, this guy, I've never seen a more embarrassing statement written by a man like this. And then all the feminists should be in love with this guy. I don't understand why they'd be mad at him. Explain it to me. Why are they mad?
They think that he is making a big deal. Like, to them, it's like, oh, big deal. So you're dating a fat chick. Like, come on. Fat chicks are people, too. And he's made such a huge ordeal out of being in love with this fat ass that they've turned on him. Because they go, it's not that big of a deal. Fat people are just as,
I don't think he's making a big deal. He's
not making a big deal. It's
embarrassing. Sure. It's real lame.
Essay on it.
But still, I feel like they should embrace this guy. This is the one guy that really likes them.
Yeah.
He really does like him, I'm with you where I believe the wife probably wrote that.
I think so too. Yeah. His wife is a body positive fashion blogger, whatever that means. Sarah Tripp is her name.
Fat and out of work, I think is what that means.
No guy could ever write that.
The language is so feminine, it hurt. It just turns your stomach inside and out.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sorry, but
Ashley, you're on Rover's Morning Glory, 866, yo Rover, 866-967-6837. Good morning, Ashley.
Yo, does BBW not exist in the world anymore?
Does what?
Big, beautiful women. The whole BBW.
Oh, no, BBW, it's almost exclusively BBW.
Yeah, Jeffrey loves BBW.
Skinny women are an endangered species these days.
Well, Dieter goes for BBWs as well. He says, more cushion for the pushing.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd rather take a curvy chick than a skinny chick.
So what do you mean, Ashley? What do you mean BBW is not exclusive?
Why is it that a female had to write this and not a man?
Oh, just because of the language. Dimples in the booty.
No man says she has beautiful stretch marks on her hips. I don't care if you are a fat fiend. I don't care if you're like, I'm body positive. I'm a fat blogger. I mean, no one was like, yeah, you know what looks good on me? Stretch marks on my hips. Yeah. No, it just doesn't. You know, like no one goes, you know what's beautiful?
Bald men.
Acne.
Oh,
it's so gorgeous. Everyone should be so proud of their pizza face. No one thinks like that. And to say the cute little dimples on her booty. No man other than me reciting this story has ever said the words cute little dimples on her booty unless they're talking about a newborn baby. That's it.
I mean, my man has no complaints. I got stretch marks, and I'm cottage cheese.
No, he complains. No. You say he has no complaints. He has complaints. He just doesn't voice them to you.
What?
Not the smartest.
What do you weigh, Ashley?
What do I weigh? I couldn't even fucking. I couldn't even tell you. I'm like 180.
And how tall are you?
And I'm like 5'3". I'm short. I'm fat. I have rolls.
Look, that's fine.
But I still pull dudes.
Nobody hates you for
no
it.
No one hates you for being 180. No one. I don't care what you do. You walk around, you wear a belly shirt, fat rolls hanging out. That's fine. But to say that your complaints, I'll bet he does. He just doesn't. What guy is like banging a chick and then is like, let me complain about how flabby your ass is. Yeah. Ooh, and those stretch marks. What do you think? The guy's looking at those stretch marks going, oh, man, I got it. You think he should cranks one out thinking about your stretch marks?
Yeah, that's true. No, I don't. But every female has stretch marks.
No, they don't.
You have kids, you gain weight, you lose weight. Every female has stretch marks.
No.
Models have stretch marks?
I'm sorry?
Victoria's Secret models have stretch marks.
They photoshopped it out.
I don't, B2 doesn't have stretch marks.
I don't think my girlfriend has any that I've ever seen.
No, not every woman has stretch marks.
Does Mary Elizabeth?
She probably has been her same size her whole life.
That's probably true,
Has she not fluctuated in weight at all?
I don't think
no
so.
No kids? No little kids?
No kids.
My wife, unfortunately, my wife's got stretch marks. That's only because she had two kids.
Where at? Describe
where?
It.
Kind of like on her bikini line where the, you know, cause she had, well, she had two C-sections, Ashley.
Uh-huh.
So.
Do you find... What did she get up to when she was pregnant? How much weight?
Do we have to, we got to rehab. Oh, yeah. Well, and for one.
How tall is she?
Well, my wife's only 4'11".
Uh-huh.
And I think I've talked about this before, so I don't know why I'm repeating myself.
Just because new listeners.
Okay. Well, my wife nearly tipped the scale at 300 when she was pregnant with my daughter.
300?
When she was pregnant. Well, she had just with my daughter because she had that gestational diabetes.
Well, I heard on the aftermath yesterday that I weigh 275 pounds, according to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, no, Rover, he said, Jeffrey weighs 163.
Uh-huh.
And you have the weight advantage on him. For the
when we wrestled, right?
Yeah, and you weigh 275, which is only a 17-pound difference.
No, I meant to say 175. That's
which is
my
also
bad.
Still only...
No, but I actually heard that. I was in the back. I heard you specifically say, and they go, wait, how much?
Yeah,
275?
We had him repeat it like four times.
Yeah, 275, you said.
Oh, well,
is that what
that
he looks like to you?
That was my mistake, so I apologize for that.
Did
but,
you
no,
find your wife hot when she was 300 or not? You can be honest.
Well, let's just say, you know, okay, she was pregnant, you know, but still, I was still attracted to
some
her.
Some people are attracted. Some people have a
pregnant lady kind of fetish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's whole porno categories for that.
And then she weighed in about maybe 290, 295 when she was pregnant with my son. But then now she's down to about maybe 145.
Yeah, she doubled her weight when she got pregnant because of the diabetes or whatever. But do you find her stretch marks hot?
I don't find the stretch marks hot, but hey, I'm still with her.
Yeah,
Logan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Logan.
Yo, Rover.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was watching this TV show a couple days ago called 90 Day Fiancé on TLC, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude, he was trying to marry this girl from Haiti, and they'd never met. And the way he was video calling this woman was absolutely cringeworthy. I mean, just like that message that you just read on there.
And with that same kind of language, cute little dimples on her booty and beautiful stretch marks. And I mean, I just don't think most men talk like that. Look, there's nothing wrong if you like bigger women, that's fine. But it's almost like bigger women are now shaming skinny women.
Oh, and now it's shaming guys that like big women, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They're just angry.
At everything. At the world. Don, in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Yes. Good morning, Don.
Listen to me. You got an email on this, right? The dimples and the rolls. This guy did not talk to you in person about
no,
that.
No. This is a guy that... This is an Instagram post about his overweight
right.
wife.
So, yeah. So if you, right, so if you read that like a normal person, you know, I like the dimples, I like the rolls, not, oh, the dimples, oh, the rolls, it really exaggerated the way you're reading it, it would sound normal.
Okay, you know, let me read it, and let me read it like this. Okay, let's read this in all seriousness. She has beautiful stretch marks. Okay, give me a shot here. Okay, listen. She has beautiful stretch marks on her hips and cute little dimples on her booty.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay, let's.
So let's stop there. Maybe that guy likes that. You know, there is some people that are into larger women.
I'm not saying
we're aware of that.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, okay, look, just like some people like blondes, right, so some people like brunettes.
So then read it like a normal person. Don't exaggerate the
I'm
reading.
Not
like,
exaggerating.
You know, he's married to a hog and he's very offended.
I'm not exaggerating. I just read you the real thing and it still sounds just
single.
As cheesy.
Of course.
Sounds just as cheesy.
No,
I think the woman wrote this. I think it's pretty coincidental that she's a body positive fashion blogger and this story has blown up and they've gone on Good Morning America with it. I find it pretty coincidental. And the language sounds just like a woman who may be a body positive fashion blogger writing that herself.
Strange coincidence.
Yes, it is a strange coincidence.
Strange coincidence.
Isn't it? Catherine, I think, is this person's name. Catherine. And Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. It's Katrin.
Katrin. So, good morning.
There we go.
Good morning. I have several issues. I like listening to your guys' show usually, but sometimes, most of the time, you just put women down so much. It's just ridiculous.
I love women. I don't put women down. First, I grew up. I was raised by women.
Talk about how ignorant or how it was a woman's moment or whatever, a girl moment when you called it when I can't do, I don't know her name, said that she didn't know how to turn Wi-Fi on at home. That's not
now, let me ask you something about that.
That was the dumbest thing you've ever I've ever heard, though.
Let me ask you about that. So you're telling me that you and your friends have never talked about your boyfriend or a guy in any sort of way, like, oh, that's such a guy thing. You've never said anything like that, have you?
Probably not putting them down like they're ignorant. Like
you've never, really, you've never, you've never.
All girls don't know computers. I don't know what a computer is. I don't know how to do Wi-Fi. Most girls are so dumb, they don't understand.
No, 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 no. That's, no. You're misconstruing what was said. But I think it's a pretty well established. In fact, we talked about it earlier with the Google thing. It's well established, I believe, that men are more drawn to technology than women as a whole. Now, there are, of course, exceptions to the rule, but men dominate in the tech industry. It's not because women aren't smart. It's because women aren't drawn to that stuff in general.
Okay. And then you can say that you don't feel that fat people are ugly, but he did say that like, yeah, this guy's a liar. Fat people are ugly. Who wants to be married to some whale? You know,
some people want to be married to a whale.
Yeah, some guys like whales.
Some guys like that.
You'll find a guy someday.
Some guys like way thin.
Yes.
You know, so look, I don't care if people are chubby chasers.
I just find it like, this is why we have eating disorders. This, like, honestly, because guys are so close-minded and they're ignorant, really. Do you understand
what
women do to look like?
Well, this is people thinking in their own world. Like, you don't think 360 degrees. So you think that guys all feel good about our bodies, yet we're bombarded. Tell me about every movie star. Tell me about every movie. Some guy takes his shirt off. What does the guy look like? Six-pack abs. The guy's ripped. So you don't hear a bunch of dudes running around complaining about that, going, oh, man.
We're not represented.
Oh, the way that they portray men in films these days, it's just so degrading because every man is so muscular and hairless and six-pack abs. Obviously has a personal trainer and hits the gym 14 hours a day, and it's just an unrealistic portrayal of men. You never hear guys say that, do you?
Do you guys talk about that?
What?
Do you guys talk about that ever?
No, because we don't care. We just move on.
I'm just telling you, you don't hear guys complaining about that. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
And
how is that any different than women who are, you know, these models, these Victoria's Secret models prancing around thin in high heels and lingerie? How is it any different than men on film? You think most men, I can tell you right now, most men don't look like the dudes you see in movies. In fact, very few do. About 0.5% of men look like that.
You're saying that anybody with stretch marks are disgusting.
No. But stretch marks are gross. You're not gross overall, but your stretch marks are gross.
I'm telling you, generally, stretch marks are not an attractive. I think it's universally accepted that stretch marks are not an attractive thing. That's why they have products designed to get rid of stretch marks. All right? That's why it's no one's going to, you know, hey, you know what? I'm doing a 6-week thing where I eat as much as I possibly can to bloat myself, and then I'll shrink back down. But I love those stretch marks. I'm doing it for the stretch marks. I've never heard of that.
No, but you don't have to put people down because of it. I just, it just irritates me that
that you're putting women down so much, just over and over and over.
You're just hearing what, like, you want to hear. We're not stupid. Right now. I mean, you're just making things up. We don't. Nobody's put down anybody with stretch marks.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I just, here's the point that I was making.
I'm hearing what I'm going to hear.
The point that I was making is that this woman, I think, wrote this for her husband on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the point that I'm making. No guy talks like that. Yeah.
Because usually women can say things a little bit better because men talk like idiots.
Whoa, wait a second. What a generalization. Right. You never say anything bad about men, do you?
Yes.
Except now we're all idiots. We talk like idiots.
All right. The shoe fits.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Thank you. Katrin or whatever her name was. I don't know.
I mean.
Now, wait a second. Just let that soak in for a moment. Let that sink in. Just let that float around in your
salivate.
Maybe you're driving into work. Just let that comment just float around your car for a moment. Rover, I'm paraphrasing. I hate you because you generalize about women. Mm-hmm. And then I say, well, whatever you think. I just believe that this woman wrote this Instagram post. Well, she probably did because men sound like idiots when they speak.
All men. Women are better at speaking.
Uh-huh.
So she was also mad that women, the first thing she was mad about was women can't use computers. Apparently you said that. They're not as good at computers, and that was wrong that you generalized them. They couldn't use technology.
Okay. That may be offensive, but I got news for you. If that were untrue, every technology company would be run by a woman. And all computer programmers would be women. But they're not. If there's any job that democratizes more than pretty much any other job in the world, it is IT and computer technology. You don't need to be physically fit, as you can tell if you look at any computer programmer. You don't need to be physically fit to be a computer programmer, right?
Yeah.
So you also don't need to work for a big company. You could start your own software company. You could write your own apps. You could become a millionaire by doing it. Now, there happens to be a trend going on here. Who's writing apps? Who's starting software companies? Who's getting into these things? Let's see. 19-year-old guys.
Yeah, mostly guys. So there's some women, right. But mostly guys.
But mostly guys. I see a trend here. Now, is it because women aren't smart enough? No, they're just not drawn to that. Just like there are some things that men are not drawn to.
There are certain jobs that men are drawn to, and then there are other jobs that women are drawn to.
There you go.
Is that the better way to put that?
Interior decorating.
Women.
Right.
Construction workers.
Men. Mm-hmm. But you see some women construction workers, though.
Sure, and you see some men.
You see some women driving 18-wheelers.
Decorators, too. Yeah, you see everything.
But it's just like, depends on what the individual, doesn't matter if you're male or female, what their interests are as to what job they'll pursue.
866-YO-ROVER. I'm running behind. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the shizzy right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. We are live in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, rolling through town on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. You hit the road this summer with what's left of this summer. Stop at a TA or a Petro and fuel up. They have restaurants, full-service restaurants.
Showers.
showers, arcade laundry, rooms, arcades, but they have even fast food places in most of these.
Massage chair.
Oh, how could you go wrong with that, right, Jeffrey? Thinking about replacing your chair on the bus with a massage chair. Ooh. How about that?
I don't need a massage chair.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but great place to stop, get some go-go juice, and put some groceries down your neck.
Sure, whatever he said. So stop there when you hit the road and support them. We'll get to the shizzy in just a moment. Let me go to Crazy Cat. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Crazy Cat.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Okay, I just wanted to comment on these stupid girls. I listen to your radio show on the way to work every morning, and it's these fat broads who make girls look so stupid. And the reason why guys think girls are stupid is because they're stupid and they're fat. And I'm so sick of hearing them whine about how fat they are and everyone should love them and their stretch marks. That's disgusting.
Look, some people may enjoy stretch marks. I'm just telling you, most people don't. So, you know, the argument has always been, guys like plus-sized women, and they find them attractive. Sure, some guys do, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. However, there's a reason why most women in movies and television and runway models, there's a reason why they tend to be thin.
Yeah, have the same kind of body type.
Big boobs. Long hair. That's because it's what men find attractive. And believe me, in this day and age,
I agree 100% with you, Rover.
If you didn't find it attractive, there are so many outlets. You believe me, if Victoria's Secret all of a sudden thought to themselves, man, you know what, all these skinny models, guys don't like that anymore. They're in to make money.
Well,
all right,
even women like the skinny ones, Rover, because they're advertising to women.
True, you're right. Yes,
they're not. They don't.
Well, because women look at the ads and they want to look like those women.
Because that's the attractive woman.
Uh-huh. It's very, very strange how anyone could argue with that. You all right over there,
Jeffrey? You okay?
Yeah, I just had turn off my mic and cough so I wouldn't discombobulate the rhythm of our show.
Brittany, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brittany.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
So, first off, I feel like Kat, the last caller, and me could be best friends because Doogie's going to hate this, but we need to stop, as a society, accepting these fat-ass women. Like, it's just not acceptable. And not only like that, but I am a female who works in the tech industry. I'm one of 24, there's four women in a group of 24 in my direct team. I'm also the only woman in a group of 30 men in the military in my unit. I mean, I don't know if I'm just surrounded by men all the time with my mentality, or this is just who I am, but fat women are gross. I used to weigh 180 pounds about 6 months ago, started hitting the gym 3 times a day on top of working 8 hours a day. So, and I just, well, like you said, controlled what was going in my mouth and how much I was eating. Like, being fat is not okay, and society needs to stop accepting that.
Well, look, I don't hate fat people. I believe if you want to gorge yourself, you know, go ahead, gorge yourself, I suppose.
But don't be mad when we don't find you attractive.
Right.
That's just like smokers.
You know what? I find smoking, hey, if you want to smoke, go ahead, knock yourself out. Personally, I find it disgusting, and I don't want to be around smokers because they smell like garbage. And I'm glad that smoking is banned in bars. It's fantastic. I love it. I don't hate smokers. I just don't like smoking.
Yeah, and it smells gross.
Yes.
Would people be mad at you for finding a smell gross? I don't see how anybody could argue with that.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
In Nashville, their mayor... Megan Berry.
The mayor? Their the horse? Term... They have like a horse there that's the face
you.
Of Nashville?
I say it correctly.
No,
just
you don't.
So you know.
Oh, that was the worst one I've ever
mayor.
Heard.
Mayor.
Yeah.
That was not bad. Mayor.
Mayor. Mayor is what she says. The mayor of Nashville. The mayor.
The person that runs the city in Nashville, she returned to work yesterday, more than a week off. Why did she take some time off? Well, Her 22-year-old son died. Her son, Max Berry, died from an apparent overdose July 29th. Her and her husband released this statement, and they were devastated. So we see a lot of stories of how drugs are just so out of control, opioids and all of this. There was a story Dieter gave me earlier about a police officer whose wife was a heroin addict. And he was like, oh, my God, if this story gets out, the mother of my child is a heroin addict.
He was a sheriff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to people about it here in Williamsport. They were talking about the opioid epidemic has hit here and how everyone's doing heroin and pills. And I said, it's not only here, it's everywhere. It's just all over the place. I don't know what the answer is. I think that we've started to get doctors to not overprescribe these. It's been a little slower than we would have liked, I suppose. But over time, hopefully, that will help. That will take years and years and years, though. I mean, there are a number of people that are just addicted to this.
These old commercials for Oxys when they first came out?
No.
Oh, and they just keep going. It's doctors sitting there who can't wait to start prescribing this to people because it's non-habit forming. And it's a miracle drug.
Is this real?
I saw it. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. But, yeah, they were sitting down, and they're just going on and on about what a great drug it is and how it's going to change the world or stuff. And they kept saying non-habit forming. And look what it's done.
Let me see
I'll
here.
Find it.
I have it right here. It's a video used by Purdue Pharma LP to market OxyContin. I don't know if Snitz can pull my screen from over here. Can you do that, Snitz?
I have to add it real quick.
All right, we'll give him a second. So I don't know. This wasn't commercial aired on TV. This is like a promotional video given to other doctors.
Yeah, I think
whatever.
Doctors to say, like, hey, here's a great new drug, and start giving this to people.
Right.
If this is the one I saw.
Giving Snitz a second.
Yeah, I don't see it. All I see is what I have, Premiere Pro.
Oh, I don't have
my... Play it.
Hold on, I don't have my thing loaded up. Give me a second.
Let me do this story real
ahead.
Quick while you pull
that
up.
We'll
this
to
is
that.
Out
go
of...
Ahead, yeah.
it's Well, no, it's still related to drugs. So the other story, out of Washington, there were dozens of needles that were found on campus over the weekend at a middle school. So there have been some pictures released to the crime page on social media, and the post quickly racked up hundreds of comments from people who were just devastated, shocked, horrified. How can this happen at a middle school? The needles were next to the school's track and near a football field. Now, regular school's not in session yet, but they do have summer school classes starting at 8 a.m., and they have told school officials they've been notified and they're investigating this. The needles will all be cleaned up before regular school starts. But it's overwhelming what's happening with this drug problem. It's scary.
You think you see people every day and talk to them?
Yes.
And they're all drugged up. You have no idea?
Yes.
Like people at work?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you think people, the salespeople are running around on heroin and stuff?
I'm not saying them, Roar. I'm just saying people you deal with every day.
I think out and about.
That they just hide it so well.
Are you getting at our phone screener? Is that what you're trying to get at, Dieter? Is that what you're alluding to?
No, he's already a given. He's already on. I'm saying somebody besides him that you deal with every day, that they hide it so well. I always think, there's nobody I know besides Nads that does this, but it sounds like it's everybody.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I don't know how prevalent it is or even what you should be looking
for.
They
said the epidemic's even like it's been in Ohio for a while.
Here is this marketing video. You have
all
it back
over.
There, Snitz?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Finally.
God. Hit it.
Hit it.
Your music
dude.
Out.
Strongest pain medicines are the opioids, but these are the same drugs that have a reputation for causing addiction and other terrible things. Now, in fact, the rate of addiction amongst pain patients who are treated by doctors is much less than 1%. They don't wear out, they go on working, they do not have serious medical side effects, and so these drugs, which I repeat, are our best, strongest pain medications, should be used much more than they are for patients in pain.
There you go.
I don't think that's the one I saw, but it's similar. I mean, he said non-habit
clearly.
For me. What do you mean?
In Olymp- Nothing. Well, nothing. Police say a gurney holding a dead body fell from the back of a coroner's van right in the middle of traffic.
Oh, that's a jackass skit. He did that one time, and it opened up the back door, and the casket fell out, and the body hit the ground. This is real?
This is real. The reports are that the van was heading back to the county coroner's office yesterday after responding to a home death, and two gurneys fell out of the van at an intersection. The gurney holding the deceased person was found in the intersection while the second gurney rolled down the street and was found in a parking lot. Why am I laughing? That is so
bad. Just the visual of that rolling down the street.
Yes. Oh, my God. They said that they're investigating the cause of this incident. They said no trauma to the body, and the family was notified that, hey, your family member was rolling down the street.
The only thing I think think of that caused that, maybe the back doors of the van were not properly secured and locked to prevent these gurneys from falling out on the street. They came out the back doors of the van.
Moscow Mules. Does anyone drink those?
I
not.
Like those.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
They're good.
It's just ginger beer and vodka.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. And they come in what, Charlie? When they serve
copper,
it to you, it comes
copper cups because they're extra cold.
Yes, and a lot of people are now buying those stupid copper cups, which I think are ridiculous. But now you shouldn't be buying those because the story is when you drink the drink out of that copper mug, it can lead to copper poisoning. So try to limit
this. Come on. I mean, how many drinks do you have to drink out of a copper mug in order to get copper poisoning? Come on.
They say, according to Iowa's Alcoholic Beverages Division, you're really not supposed to have copper come in contact with acidic foods or drinks. And the Moscow Mules, it is all acidic. That means it absorbs just a little of the copper in the mug and it passes it along to you. So if you drink them enough and you use them every day and they're in your home because you think you're cool, get rid of it.
Come on, stop it. How many of those do you have to
you're
drink?
You're not drinking pennies.
I'm not buying this. This is a BS story.
It was invented in 1941. So it's been around for a while.
Yeah. What was?
But who's died of copper poisoning?
1941, don't forget 1945,
not
44, that we had the Great Holocaust, and then the copper mug.
All right.
Plague.
Plague. I hope you drink them all.
So
go
many.
Drink
7
them
million
all day.
Jews in the ovens and 20 million from the copper mug plague.
Okay, I'm going to give you copper mugs for your birthday then. There you go. That's a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Are you fed up with your dry spell? The Thursday hookup can help. Be the hookup hottie. Pick a dude to hit the town with, and Rover will pay for the whole thing. Sign up now at roverradio.com.
Let me take a break. We will be right back. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are getting ready to say goodbye to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where we've been for the past couple of days. And on our way back home, we were in New York and now heading back through Pennsylvania. And heading home later today after the show. Jeffrey was out last night. He was hanging out with us. He was his old self hanging out last night, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I was hanging out talking to a bunch of fans, you know.
Yeah.
Had tried one of the burgers there. It was really good.
Now,
any beer?
Oh, of course, Dieter, some beer.
He had a new shot that he was going to try, believe. I wasn't there to witness this yet, but what happened, Charlie?
I didn't witness this either. I saw it after. I saw the Jeffrey's face. I actually think after the shot was ordered, I'll just get to the ending, Jeffrey said, check, please, and I believe tried to walk out. And they're like, and this guy looked at me, he's like, did I go over the line? I was like, what did you do? And he told me what he did was he sent Jeffrey over a Gerber bomb.
A Gerber bomb?
And he brought baby food to the bar, and handed it to the bartender and said, hand that guy a beer and, like, hand him a beer and then hand him this baby food bottle and tell him that he's supposed to drop the baby food in the beer and then have a Gerber bomb. And the bartender was nice enough to actually do it. It was pretty, she's like, I guess that's strange, but okay, I'll hand this this weird Mohawked man a Gerber bomb. And then that was Jeffrey immediately angry. I was not part of that, Jeffrey. I apologize. You seemed very upset at the time. You okay now?
Yeah, I just took my empty beer glass, dropped the beer bottle, and handed it to the bartender to have it disposed of. Then I had the beer as I normally would.
Well, you did drop it in.
No, I dropped it into the empty glass.
Oh, okay.
And gave it back, and like, get rid of the baby food. I'll take the beer. I'll get rid of the baby food.
These poor bartenders last night, I think, were very confused as to what was going on.
Yeah, because it's probably a slow Monday night. And then we showed up and told a bunch of people to come there, and way more came than I ever thought would come. And it was packed, and I was like, "Well, they're probably not prepared."
One guy was an autograph, and someone's like, "The one bartender is like, did that guy just sign an autograph?" And someone goes, "Yeah, do you know who that is?" And I overheard this, and I told the bartender, I said, "Yeah, I'm an NBA player." And then she looked even really perplexed at that point. But Jeffrey, if you're watching RMG TV, Jeffrey was, he has one talent of his that he really excels at.
Well, he was good at karaoke, then I kind of stepped in.
Well, you kind of stepped in and you showed him up in karaoke, mm-hmm. and you one-upped him, as he says.
And I wasn't even trying. It was just natural talent coming out of me.
You were singing the other day on the air, and everyone called in to say how great you did. And here's the guy who does karaoke his whole life, and no one's ever complimented him
on his singing. It's not a battle. I mean, the world's big enough for two singers, Jeffrey. I don't understand why.
Whatever.
But
I'm just saying.
He thinks that I'm, like, one-upping him for whatever reason.
And then...
I already know I'm bad, so, like, what's the point?
On the Friday Leftovers Late Night Edition, which we just did at like 10 o'clock at night, Friday night, we were drunk, decided to fire up the transmission, and you could watch or listen on RMG Plus. Just did it randomly, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, Jeffrey and I are wrestling on board Rolling Glory 1. Yeah. I mean, a full-fledged wrestling match. And Jeffrey was pinned in short order.
You took him down easily. It seemed very simple for you.
I believe it was a single leg takedown I did on him, and then he was put in a cradle and pinned.
And
so, he tried to kick out, but to no avail.
So you won the wrestling, so you're a better wrestler than him. That was the other thing he had. He doesn't have much left.
Yeah.
And do you actually get a belt? Because I believe Jeffrey's the current holder of the Backyard Wrestling Intercontinental title belt, right?
No.
You were?
I was.
Do you still carry it around with you?
No, I don't.
You never carried this into work before? No. Never in your life you've never carried
it
into work.
I brought it into work the day after I won it.
So you didn't win it?
So I...
So you lost it?
Yeah.
Who'd you lose it to?
I lost it to a guy. I lost it to a guy that calls himself... he calls himself Damian Creed now.
What?
Damian Creed.
Damian Creed.
Damian Creed.
Yeah, big, tall, black guy.
Is that what he was when he beat you?
No, he was under a different name at
what
the time.
Name was
I can't
it?
Remember. I can't remember. Oh. They changed.
You don't remember who you lost the title to?
No. But I lost it. So,
I believe I'm the.
You're the current holder.
Right. I am the heir to the International Backyard Wrestling Federation, whatever title that he has. Jeffrey, so he was one upped on karaoke. He was one upped on wrestling. He still has, if you're watching RMG TV, he still has one thing. It's a great talent of his, and he put it on display in Williamsport last night at the bar. Here is Jeffrey motorboating these women. It was a double motorboat.
Double?
A double motorboat on two women, I believe.
Oh, yeah, there he's leaving the one.
Double
rest.
Motorboat, yep.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we only caught the end of it, but there he is. If you look there, that's the last frame of him motorboating the girl on the right. Then he moves over to the girl on the left, motorboats her. And everyone cheers for Jeffrey. They love Jeffrey. High five, Jeffrey.
High five, Jeffrey.
You are the motorboat king. So good. I have one other video to play.
I don't know what it is. What could this be?
This is about, I don't know. So Jeffrey's very proud of a double motorboat.
Double motorboat. It's never been done
in
Williamsport.
Putting his face right in between the two girls' boobs.
At that moment, he is the king of motorboating in Williamsport. Yes. A double motorboat's never been done here before.
True.
True. Nobody's ever done any more than
and
that.
And there's a lot of history here in this little town. They gave me the whole rundown of how they were the timber capital of the country and all the logging they did here. Yeah. And Jeffrey said, well, with my double motorboat and my logging that I've done here, I'm going to restore Williamsport to its former glory.
Yes.
That's what he believed.
I didn't believe that.
Then 2 minutes, actually probably about 60 seconds after that, let me show you this next video. Someone takes off their glasses. Not Jeffrey, but here it is.
Some guy with a cool mustache.
And people start chanting, Chocolate Charlie. Charlie.
What is this? What is this?
Oh, that's one motorboat.
One motorboat.
That's two motorboats.
Oh, my God. A triple motorboat. A triple motorboat.
What do you say to that?
Uh-oh.
What are you flicking me off for?
A triple motorboat.
Who is the motorboat king of Williamsport?
Chocolate Charlie. Yeah. Oh, my God.
High five.
Yeah. I'll give you a high five. Hey. You all high five. Yeah.
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 Motorboat king.
Oh, man. They've never seen anything like it.
They'll never see it again unless I come back and beat my own record. But nobody will ever touch that record.
It won't be topped. Actually, you're the Pennsylvania state champion motorboater.
Jeffrey, what do you say? Whatever. Do you have anything? Uh-oh. Do you have any reason to wake up in the morning anymore? I don't know.
I mean, think about it. Karaoke.
Done.
Done. Wrestling.
Done.
Motorboating.
Totally done.
That was it. I mean, the only thing. I mean, you do still have one thing, though, Jeffrey. And you'll never be topped. And you have one thing that no one on this show can ever beat you at.
Best to poop in his pants. Well, he has that, right?
He is good at that, yes. Yeah.
High five there. He's still best at that. High five to poop in your pants. High five. Right here. My hands up. Usually you take your hand and you put it against mine. Come on.
He refuses to high five.
High five me.
Charlie, go ahead. All right. Elbow tap. There it is.
I got a finger.
I'm thinking airplanes and aeronautical history.
I got it.
You are the best at that. You have to give him that. Can everyone applaud Jeffrey?
Yes.
Jeffrey, you are the reigning champion of the show when it comes to airplanes and aeronautics.
Nobody can beat him at that.
No one.
It would take. You'd have to dedicate your life to learning about all that.
And it's taken you a long time, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
there's always
your whole
gonna be
life,
somebody out there that might be able
but
to
no
do
one
it.
On this show.
No. You'd be surprised. You guys got Google, so.
Who?
I don't know.
Wait, you're telling me that you think someone on this show could learn from Google in a matter of a month? Or a year, what you have devoted your whole life to learning about airplanes.
But like I said, if I state something wrong, all I got to do is just look it up to prove me wrong.
But you still know more than anybody else.
Yeah,
without Google.
You may have some errors, but you still you
pretty
know,
close. I mean, you
what
know,
is the what is the?
Well, here's I got a question.
Yeah.
What bridge did Chuck Yeager fly under?
Ooh.
It was the Kanawha River Bridge.
In what state?
West Virginia.
What year?
I want to say, I'm not sure, I think it was like around 1947, because at that time we had jets.
And what was he flying?
P-80.
See? He knows more than most people.
Right.
Definitely anybody on the show, he knows more.
You could use the Google, Charlie, but you're not going to...
I don't know if you'll be able to come up with it that
fast. I mean, if you quit the show and you devoted your life to trying to learn all
of it...
It
would still take me 45 years to get that amount of knowledge he has in his brain.
Right, right. So... Jeffrey, at least you can hang your hat on that, but...
You've lost motorboats, karaoke, and wrestling, but you still have the airplane.
Still have the airplane. Whatever. All right.
He was wrong. He said 1947.
Uh-huh.
It was 1948.
So it was a year off. So
it's
what?
Still close. It's still, I mean, it's close enough, right? Right, Jeffrey? What are you so mad about?
Oh.
What are you angry about?
Jeffrey?
Why are you so grumpy? Is it because I was better at motorboating? Did you see the smiles on their faces?
Oh, they were
usually
thrilled,
the girls afterwards are disgusted. He's never seen a smile after.
Well, that mustache of yours, that porno mustache that you're growing, tickled their areolas.
Yes.
Yeah, I prefer a motorboat clean shaven.
Oh, okay. So you're saying I did it wrong?
No, if that's your preference.
I did it better.
Whatever.
Do you want to give me any tips on how to motorboat better next time?
No.
I don't think you need to because you just pulled off a triple motorboat.
You are right. I mean, why would I talk to an amateur about it? Yeah. I'm the professional motorboater on the show. That's my thing. Yeah. That's my thing that I
do.
So
now you are now known as the motorboater of the show.
I am. You bring me your boobs. I'll put my face in front
Bar
of them.
Bar appearance is now Charlie's taking over as the official Rover's Morning Glory motorboater.
It is my thing.
Yeah.
Nobody else has this.
All right. Charlie, it's yours.
And so,
all right. I saw a photo. I don't know if Snitz can get this up on RMG TV, but it is it's a big pink sort of, thing. I don't know how to explain it. A big pink plastic thing that is, someone posted and they said, mom found this in the dishwasher. She gave it to me wrapped in a towel asking what the F I put in the dishwasher. Let's see if you can. I wish you could. Snitch, I don't know if you can pull that, but.
I think I found the article.
Yeah, it is a big. It's made out of plastic. It's got almost some glitter in there. It's in the shape. It's a phallic shape. Do you know what that is, Jeffrey?
I have no idea.
Phallic shape? Do you know what a phallus is?
I thought you were talking about the Oscar E-2839 phallus tactical fighter bomber.
Ooh, so he does know something about airplanes. That's obvious.
Phallus tactical fighter bomber.
It's from the movie Hot Shots with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
so
it's a tactical
Bridges.
Phallus.
Wait, what movie is it from? Hot Shots?
Hot Shots.
Oh, so you never got it. All right. Is it a real plane?
No, it's just kind of a fictional plane.
Oh. What's it called one more time?
The Oscar of... I can't remember the exact type designation, but it was called Phallus Tactical Fighter Bomber.
Oh. And Hot Shots was a comedy movie,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes. It was a comedy parody of Top Gun.
All right. And so a phallus...
Jeffrey's gonna be so mad when you explain this to him.
Well,
I don't. You're gonna have to, Jeffrey, sit down because Rover's gonna break something to you right now.
I mean, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Penis.
Phallus is penis.
Oh, whatever.
So they're calling that plane a penis.
So something is phallic shaped. It's penis shaped.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I learn something new every day. So
it took him 35 years to get that joke from Hot Shots Part 2.
No, it's the first Hot Shots movie.
Yeah, okay, all right. I just wanted
to say.
What's
the second one called?
Part 2.
Okay.
Anyhow, so this woman posted this. It actually, her mom thought it was her dildo that she put in the dishwasher. It's actually a water bottle, like the kind with the screw-off cap.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of look like a dildo?
Oh, that's a straight up dildo.
Yeah, that's a dildo.
So what did it do? It melted or something?
It melted, and her mom thought it was a dildo that she put in the dishwasher. Like, who? What kid would do that? Went on talking about how comfortable. You know, the mom's like, "Man, I really felt uncomfortable all day. I thought I found your dildo in the dishwasher, but it turned out just to be a plastic cup that had melted in the dishwasher, kind of turned into a penis shape." It made me wonder, how are these things cleaned? Is there a cleaning method for these? Are there special wipes? Are there, what do you do? I mean, your girlfriend has a collection of dildos, she told me.
Oh, yeah, her, yeah, 7 or 8, man. There's a lot.
How does she, now, if I were to go in her, does she have these in a drawer?
Yeah,
is it
a
dildo?
Secret, yeah, it's a dildo.
Dildo
chest,
drawer.
Yeah.
A chest.
Yeah, it's
so like
large.
You open it up
like
a
treasure chest. There's a
glow comes out.
Yes. Tons and tons of dildos coming out.
Right.
No, it's just in a drawer.
And does she, if I were to open the dildo drawer, would they all be
just rattling
shiny and new?
Oh, yeah. They're or, all, I've or, looked at them. I've
are they
them.
Crusty?
No, there's no crust. I'd be really grossed out if there's crust. No,
how do you
question,
do this? What do you
I've
do?
I've never seen her slaving away over the over the sink cleaning her dildo. So I don't know. I don't know what goes into.
Well, there's
got
to be something. I mean, I'm not even if she's not, you know, with the but you
sure.
know she's just using them like
well, I mean,
most
gonna
women
get,
use them.
They're gonna get crusty.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
I don't know how she cleans them. I really have no clue. I have no idea. There's no evidence. I mean, one time I went over our old phone screener Dom's house.
Yeah.
And I remember I was walking through his house, and right in his drying rack, right next to the sink,
was a huge vibrator.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is this plate thing? I picked it up and I was holding it. And he's like, quit touching my girlfriend's vibrator. And then I didn't believe him, so I turned it on. And yeah, no, actually, you know what? It was hanging in there. Never mind. I found the vibrator up in his bedroom. I was walking around. He's showing me his new apartment, and I see the vibrator on the ground.
It's just on the floor.
Yeah, and I picked that up. But what was in the dryer rack was his fleshlight. Was just frying.
Oh, my. You're kidding me.
I believe that's what I saw. It was either a dildo or a fleshlight. I remember thinking, they just don't care at all here. This is amazing. Because I try to hide.
My kid, that would be like the end of the world if you brought someone over to look at your house and the, you know, your fleshlight sleeve is... is just hanging out, drooping over a towel rack
or
something.
Yes, it is. It was very funny. So, I mean, I know how you clean the fleshlight. You just turn it, you turn the sink on, and you just blast water out. It looks like it's spraying across the room. It's kind of a beautiful sight, in all honesty. But, yeah, then afterwards, you just kind of dry it out. You have to dry it. But you can't use a towel because it'll get lint in it. Stuff, and that'll turn to mold. You have to clean it or it'll get moldy.
I was just wondering because I saw this. I go, well, what the hell? What's happening? And is it an everyday cleaning or do you let this build up for a week?
Oh, no, I think you
month?
Clean it right after you use it. Just go and clean it out. I mean, that's how you have to do a fleshlight. You can't let it sit around. Sitzer, I sent you a picture.
How'd you send it?
Email.
Oh.
There's another picture that was going around. This might actually be 2 years old, but it made me laugh a lot. Speaking of things mistaken for dildos and everything.
Yeah.
It'll probably take Spencer a second. Look at this woman. You see her drinking her drink?
Yes.
And it looks like there's a huge
penis.
Oh, it
looks like a penis is coming out of her drink. That's her arm. Oh, okay.
So we tried to show Jeffrey this.
I like these, like, these things, and they're like innocent photos, but the angle, I see these on Facebook sometimes, the angle makes it look like something dirty, but it's not.
Yeah, so just explain a little bit. It looks like her cup just has a massive 12-inch penis coming out of it. And then once you really look at it, you see that some shadows in her hair
over her shoulder are making
it look like a penis. We tried to show Jeffrey this. He immediately got so angry at us because he thought we were trying to make him look at a penis. He refuses to look at the picture. We got, Jeffrey, it's not a penis. You don't have to worry.
It's a woman's arm.
Yeah, it's just a woman's arm. He says, I'm not easily fooled, idiots. And then turned around and then refused to talk to us the rest of the bus trip. Did you look at it that time?
I don't recall.
Did you look at it this time?
Yeah, this time I did. I didn't see anything unusual about it.
Did you see your arm?
You don't see anything unusual about it?
Oh, yeah, it's a little red spot on her. There's a shadow of a red on her arm.
Oh, my God. Joe in Williamsport, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Rover?
Hey.
Hey, this is Joe Perfect, man. I want to know why Jeffrey's been ducking me. I've been calling him out. I called him out on Facebook and Twitter.
What'd you call him out for?
A while back. If you remember, a while back I called in, and you had said something about setting up the match for the Susquehanna title.
Oh, that's right.
I recall that.
Oh, no, I remember this.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so wait, so Jeffrey did not respond to you? He did not?
I forgot. When we came here, we were supposed to do a backyard wrestling meetup.
That's
and
right.
This guy was supposed to take Jeffrey down.
No one told
me anything, so.
No, we talked about this.
On the air, you talked to this guy.
That means it is a, he's disqualified.
Yeah.
And that means that you go, Joe Perfect, I am awarding you the Susquehanna world title belt.
Well, Rover, you won, Rover. You beat Jeffrey, so actually...
So you have to defend the title now.
Yes, you have to defend the title.
You have to defend the title now.
Okay.
You have to defend the title now.
Oh.
You're the, you said you beat me in wrestling, so now you got to defend the
title. That's true. This works out, man.
Yeah. But you got to defend it now. You got to wrestle.
Joe, do you have a unitard that I could wear or whatever those things? A singlet? Do you have a singlet that I could wear?
It's a tartle, right?
You have a singlet and tights.
Okay, good. All right. Just two guys in singlets and knee pads grappling each other. Sounds like a good next trip. We'll be back probably around 2082.
Yeah.
all right. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Sorry. Marie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling to see if anyone has talked to Nads and how Nads is doing.
I don't know if anyone has talked to him, but I would ask maybe Charlie and Snitz. Nads went to the hospital on Friday. He was feeling disoriented and said it was because of Well, he didn't want to go to the hospital, but they took him to the hospital and said it was because of his skateboarding accident. Charlie, have you talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to him Sunday, and he seemed to be all together. Like, he seemed really normal on the phone, but he said that he's just been sitting around not looking at... He can't look at his phone, really. He can't... He's just sitting in the dark, and he can't really talk. But he talked briefly, and I was seeing how he's doing, and mm-hmm. he seems a lot better. And then he's like, I'm ready to come back and... Wednesday or Thursday. And I was like, just take the whole week off. Because I think, what is he supposed to take off? 6 to 8 weeks? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, that's what they said.
But I mean, how's anybody ever going to do that? So,
well, I guess he could ask. I mean, I'm not.
No, I don't think he wants to do that either. So
no one probably wants to, but.
But so he's going to, yeah, he seemed okay. As long as he's staying in the dark and he's not talking.
All right, if you listen to
I bet he comes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I bet he comes back tomorrow. That's what I predict.
All right. I guess we'll see. If you listen to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app on your phone or the Rover Radio Apple TV app. For instance, Williamsport, where we're at right now, the station here, only carries the show until 10 a.m. So you can go online and get the rest of the show. We'll come back. We will get to the shizzy. Right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have some good news to tell my daughter, even though she did not get to meet April the giraffe like Jeffrey was able to meet April the giraffe. I've got something really cool for a baby giraffe in the local area. I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. So we're heading home shortly. Jeffrey, what'd you think of this trip?
This is
a long trip. Is this the longest trip we've taken? I don't know.
Miami was probably longer, right?
I wasn't on the Miami trip. I think for me, West Palm Beach.
Yeah, I guess this isn't the longest trip, but it's up there. A week on the road. You had a good time?
Yeah, I always have a good time.
What's your favorite part?
You know, meeting our fans and having a few drinks, getting one upped as usual. So.
Oh, you like getting one?
Not
one
really,
upped.
But I wouldn't really say that. I wouldn't rank that as my favorite part, but it happened. Oh,
all right. He's very sensitive about being one upped. Yes, douche.
I have a question about Speedy Fest. Did you guys even see one act? Did you see Eddie Money? Did you see Dennis DeYoung from Styx?
We heard them. Oddly, you could not. They had the area around the stage was fenced off so we could get in there, but you couldn't drink in there. You couldn't take a beer in there. You were confined to the beer tent. And so we never went over there. We didn't see anyone perform.
Okay. That's weird. You would think they would have a beer tent in the stage area.
Someone told me that someone got drunk there a few years ago and then drove home and killed someone.
And then they didn't allow beer whatsoever for a couple of years.
Yeah.
No beer.
Yeah. Oh.
So the fact that you even have the beer tent, I guess, is cool. You're supposed to, you know, be happy about that.
All right, Doogie, are you ready for our last shizzy of the morning?
Yes, sir.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, there's a new federal climate report awaiting final approval by the Trump administration, and it shows the impacts of climate change are far more grave than the White House lets on. The report that was acquired and released by the New York Times today, it shows that the average temperature in the U.S. has risen rapidly and drastically since 1980, and recent decades have been the warmest of the past 1,500 years. So these findings, all of it, they were drafted by scientists from 13 federal agencies. They're not fooling around with all of this. And yeah, they're saying, the White House isn't really...
I guess I'm convinced on climate change. I guess. I don't know. I mean, all the scientists seem
every
to think
scientist that,
that
matters says it's real.
But they also said that the next ice age was coming back in the 70s.
Okay.
So are they all agree? They all agreed then.
Scientists?
Probably. But they all agreed back then, and I don't know. Maybe it's possible. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what we can do about it. Stop using fossil fuels, I suppose, but I don't think that that's going to happen overnight. I don't think that's realistic. Anyway, go on.
In Phoenix, a woman was sentenced to death in the killing of a 10-year-old cousin. This woman locked the little boy in a small plastic storage box, left the boy to die. And this woman is just one of dozens of female death row inmates in the United States. So the jury reached the verdict yesterday after Samantha Allen, who's 29 years old, was convicted in June of first-degree murder and four counts of child abuse from the 2011 killing of the little boy.
So it wasn't even an accident. She did this on purpose.
No, she did it on purpose. All right. She's going to go to death row. But they don't have a lot of women on death row. But they have. She's going to become the 55th woman condemned to die nationwide. A local story here, a 4-year-old boy was shot in the head early yesterday, and the boy remains in the hospital. And this is all from road rage. I'm not sure if you saw this, Rover, but according to police, the shooting happened around 12 o'clock in the morning yesterday when it was all about road rage. The woman told police she was driving with her son in the area of West 28th Street and Division Avenue when she honked her horn to pass a blocking vehicle. So she goes around the car. The car then follows her and then shoots into the car. Mm. The woman said two men were in the vehicle, and the men were in a white 4-door Pontiac with tinted windows. Police were still looking for the gunman and said no arrests have been made. And the boy, the 4-year-old, is going to be he's in the hospital. They had surgery already to get the bullet fragments out.
Yeah.
But that's scary, man. I mean,
oh my God,
the car
was
sitting there, she honks, and then they shoot into your car.
Well, they chased her for a while.
Yeah,
and then they open fire.
Oh, it's definitely scary. What else? Oh, Jeffrey. So you met April the giraffe, correct?
Yeah.
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 Well,
yeah.
In Cleveland, there's a new baby, and it's a baby giraffe that was delivered at the Metro Park Zoo.
Oh.
So I am so excited to meet this new baby.
And they named it after Jeffrey.
They did. Jeffrey Allen LaRoque.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
The second.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's pretty
so
cool.
So where's the story? Where can I look the story up?
Jeffrey Allen LaRoque weighed in at 160 pounds, not a buck 05. He's around 6 feet tall. And unlike April, who hardly had a moment to herself in her private pregnancy, there's no surveillance video of Jeffrey Allen LaRoque's delivery.
Go to the Onion, theonion.com.
Okay. I do want to say that we didn't talk about this because Jeffrey has been so down about getting one-upped on karaoke.
Literally his whole life.
Wrestling and motorboating. But he did get to go see April the giraffe, the webcam giraffe that became very famous, pregnant, gave birth there on that webcam. So he's very proud that he got to go see April the giraffe. Little known behind-the-scenes action. That evening, Chocolate Charlie went there and had sex with April.
On the webcam.
Wow. Yes.
It was a webcam.
That's right. Had
it was
sex with April.
It was a webcam
one
check.
One up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, hey, and I also, I'm the father.
High five, Charlie. High five.
Thanks.
High five.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got those hooves up there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm also the father of the giraffe that was just born in Cleveland. I had sex with that one, and that is my baby.
Sweet.
Look at that up. Look up giraffe sex. Charlie giraffe sex online, all right? Man, rough go.
He's really upset. Yeah, you okay, Jeffrey?
All right.
Nothing. Okay. Did you see these hackers They're demanding millions of dollars in ransom for stolen HBO stuff, this Game of Thrones data that they got, and upcoming episodes, the synopsises.
The what?
The
synopsis.
Synopsis.
Synopsis is the correct pronunciation.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
So, hackers using the name Mr. Smith, they posted a new bunch of stolen HBO files online, and they just want a lot of money. They're asking HBO to pay ransom, several million dollars, to prevent further releases.
Man, they might pay for this number one show.
I don't know if they're going to pay. They can't pay.
I think that, what do they want, 6 million?
This says several. Do you have a number? This
no,
says
today I saw
several millions in Bitcoin they want.
Oh, a Bitcoin.
Today I saw 6 million they want, because they claim they have episodes, and they have emails going back and forth from directors and stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Trying to lay it out, probably the rest of the entire show. Like, you could probably decipher through the emails what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What an episode Sunday.
Just ruining everything.
What did you think of the episode Sunday?
Did you catch it, Dater?
Oh, I fell asleep.
Oh, man.
I DVR'd it.
Jamie Lannister and Bronn and Highgarden, after taking down the Tyrells.
But what about Jon Snow?
Jon Snow.
Did Jon Snow make it?
Yeah, Jon Snow meeting Daenerys in the at Dragonstone, and he uncovered the Children of the Forest cave paintings, kind of prophesizing about the White Walkers and how the Andals kind of, or not Andals, the First Men, sorry, Andals are a different race.
Yeah, okay,
Andals.
Yeah.
And they were getting together, and then Daenerys came out of nowhere in the Reach, and she came down with her dragon, Drogon.
Reach around.
Yeah, and she dropped a hard Dracarys, and just started flaming these guys. Flamers.
Flamers, all right.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to tell you what happened.
Went right down on those flamers.
But it was the first time. Yeah. It was the first time you see two major characters actually about to fight, like, that you don't even know what side you want to pick.
Oh,
it's really great. You guys really missed out if you're not.
Oh, yeah. Charlie and Snitch had directions over this.
Oh, and then Arya finally made it back to Winterfell.
God. Oh,
and down with Sansa Stark and Bran. Oh, man, what a reunion.
All
the
right.
Browns named Brock Osweiler as the starting quarterback for Thursday's preseason opener against the New Orleans Saints. A lot of people are upset with this. Cody Kessler will come in next, followed by rookie DeShone Kizer. So a lot of people happy with Osweiler.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's how you pronounce it. DeShone.
How do you spell it?
DeSHONE.
Maybe all DeSean. Right.
Could be. I would guess DeSean, but I who knows? I mean, I don't know. DeShone.
Are you okay with the Browns, Dieter, naming Osweiler as a starting quarterback?
I mean, he has some experience. He throws a lot of picks. If you remember in Denver when he stepped in for Peyton Manning, he won a couple games there, and then he got that huge contract with Houston.
Who's our quarterback? Who are we wanting to be our main quarterback?
We just told you.
That's what they're trying to decide. Yeah.
No, but
between the three guys.
No, but this is absolutely against everything that people are saying, that it was not going to be Osweiler. He wasn't even mentioned, I believe, in the beginning.
Well, they traded for him, and now I think he has experience. He's stepping up. We got to see if this guy's the answer. He's 6'7", 6'8". The guy's he's tall. You can see over the line.
Good. You can see all those guys that are about ready to pummel his ass. Got it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was Kessler that we were shooting for, and now all of a sudden it's Osweiler.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with that. And then real quick, a listener called in earlier when you were talking about fat shaming and that man that was talking about his beautiful, dimply butt chick and all of that. Well, some guy called up and said, did you see Usher's, the press conference of some of the victims that claim Usher gave them herpes?
Oh my God.
One of the girls that was at the press conference, a little large.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. Have you seen this photo?
I have not.
I saw the headline. So it says Usher's victim comes out. So I see the headline. I'm like, I got to see this hot ass groupie.
Smoking
I bet
hot,
she's
right?
Like a girl that can like trap a guy, right? Oh, yeah. I scroll down. Holy crap. I'm talking about 400 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Huge.
Is it bad that we're saying this?
No,
I feel bad.
Well, it's surprising.
I don't know what Usher's more upset about, the herpes or this huge whale that he got caught with.
Oh,
I mean, he picked her out of the crowd of all the women in his show, right?
I don't believe it.
Yes, 20,000 girls. 20,000 people show up to his show.
I don't believe it.
And he picks her to
To come
he probably
stage.
Does do that. Oh, to come backstage. I thought he hump. Doesn't he hump girls on stage too?
Yeah, but then he goes, "Hey, what's your hotel room?"
Oh.
She tells him he shows up at her hotel that night. Of all the women there,
and a guy. There's even a guy in the mix. So the man alleges that there was some oral escapades that happened between him and Usher. So even more people have come out. Yes, and even. Even more people have come out and contacted the lawyer behind this case saying, oh, I have herpes too from Usher. So, again, I think there's a lot of people that are trying to be a little anxious or opportunistic. There you go. So we'll see what happens. But I feel bad saying that larger woman that I don't see Usher. God, that's I'm a mean person for saying that. But I thought that was interesting. There you go. That is the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it for free in the App Store today.
Speaking of embarrassing photos, I'll have to see if I can find it. Someone sent me a photo of our old phone screener, Ryan Hoppe, and his girlfriend.
No.
You seen this?
I didn't know you were going to talk about this.
This is
don't
good.
Do it.
Oh, you got to find this. Let me take a break.
Which one, Rover?
Charlie has it.
Which one?
I only saw one.
Oh,
I
no. There's
my ass off.
No.
I laughed.
It's a bunch.
Let me find that. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus as well. If you're not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live to the aftermath today as they broadcast live from Rolling Glory 1. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. It's never been done before. They're not just broadcasting to everywhere. They're broadcasting from everywhere. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we have to wrap everything up. Gonna head home here shortly. Before I go, I had mentioned that our old phone screener, who very short-lived, probably, does he hold the record for shortest time, or did that Alex guy, did he?
I think Alex might
Alex holds that title.
Well, because, well,
he was our producer, and he didn't last long.
Alex was only hired for maybe a month, but that month we were on vacation, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, December, yeah.
Did he start in November?
No.
He started you guys were gone to West Palm, remember?
All right.
We were gone the whole month of December. So he was kind of helping out in November. But then November, we never saw him because nobody was here in just the month of December. And then he was gone in January.
But we were watching the Indians in the playoffs.
In December?
That's what I'm saying. So what time was that? Like, he was hired at that point.
He moved here in November. So we saw him in the month of November. Maybe October. I don't know.
Must have been October.
Yeah. Or no, yeah, we're watching the World Series. It wasn't even playoff. It was the World Series, yeah. So that puts it in October-ish.
End of October.
Ooh, I don't know who lasted longer then.
Well, Hoppy lasted
about 3 months.
Hoppy lasted about 90
January,
days.
January, February. Yeah, because St. Paddy's Day was his last day.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, anyhow,
the first of the year.
Our old phone screener, his name was Hoppy, and he lasted a very short period of time. And he's an interesting character. You'll hear some of his quotes there. Those sound bites there.
Oh, 70 downloads.
Seventy downloads. Well, someone, I guess you guys have seen these. I'm.
Dude, you sent this to me and just.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
With three different, four texts. It's O, the picture,
my, and then another text, God, all capital. She could not get enough of this.
I have not seen it. I saw one photo that someone tweeted me, and the guy just said, notice anything? And
maybe I saw that, too.
I go, oh, my God.
It took me a while to find
it. What?
I was like, I was looking all over trying to find what it was, and then when you see it, you see it.
Snitz, does Snitz know which one that is? Can you put that one up? All right. Let me look at that on RMG TV.
So there he is.
Can you zoom in on that photo
a
little bit?
So it's just a picture of him and his girlfriend. It looks like a professionally done picture. Like he went to go to a photography studio.
Right. And his girlfriend's not bad looking. You
Pretty
know?
Cute.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah. Totally cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you notice anything about this, Jeffrey?
Yeah, he's got her boots right on his cheek.
Yeah, he almost does that. She's anything? Like sitting. She's like, what? How would you even describe how she's sitting?
She appears to be sitting on his lap
straddling
his leg.
I think this is a straddle.
She might be standing and one leg is over.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on in this photo. It's bizarre. He has a death grip on her arm, too. You see that? I mean, just girl's going to have bruises from it. Do you notice anything else about this photo, Jeffrey?
I've seen it right now for the first time. Don't you notice something?
Well, she's got a big rack.
Okay.
What else?
Maybe
keep
going.
A little more.
What else do you notice
about
this
photo?
Oh, my
God.
Oh, he's got a striped shirt.
Oh, he has a striped shirt.
Anything else?
Yeah, Jeffrey's very observant. Anything?
Only Jeffrey wouldn't notice this. keep going, Jeffrey.
It's got to be something on the shirt, on the in the section of the arm above the elbow, or like just
where the arm meets the body. What is that area called?
Oh yeah, it's got pit sweat.
There you go.
Pit sweat.
Big time pit sweat going on in this photo, and I'm looking at it. I go, who would post this?
I'm guessing you didn't see it. I mean, how?
He didn't think anyone would probably notice.
How
that?
Would the photographer? It looks like it's supposed to Tampa Image Factory, whatever that is. Oh, is that him? I don't know what
don't
this
know what
is.
Maybe that's where he is. His location.
Oh, okay. How do they not go, hey, dude, you have a pit sweat going down here. Like massive
dry, dry
pit
him
sweat.
Down or something.
Or at least Photoshop it out before you give it to him. Yeah. Anything. I go, wow. That's
God, you know good. What he's thinking?
What's
he's
that?
Thinking it's a shadow.
No.
Oh, no, that's pit sweat.
He knows he's sweating his balls off.
That's pit sweat.
He's going to say it's a shadow.
Well, he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, we all know. We know what pit sweat looks like.
That's the one that I saw. There are other
that's
photos?
The funniest one, but these other ones are pretty humorous to look at.
Okay, all right. Let me see these.
I can't believe he's going to probably get married before I will.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay, so yeah, here
I mean,
he is.
They're like in love.
What the hell is this? It's
thinking about what I want to accomplish in this lifetime.
It's the girl holding a big ass mirror. By the way, I think I have that same mirror in my house. She's holding a big ass mirror, and he's just staring into the mirror.
And she's looking at him.
Dude, this is embarrassing. Like, a man should never sit for these photos. If your girlfriend. But he's so bizarre that I bet he's the one that wanted to do
this. Because he wanted proof that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. If you are a man and your girlfriend says, let's take photos, let's go to a photo studio, let's get engagement photos, whatever it is, do not.
Wait, you're just seeing this right now, Dieter?
There's a delay, I'm not seeing these. There's like a 15-second delay.
Well, he's seeing it on the RMG TV. Yeah. He's not seeing it on the real-time feed.
How good is it?
Oh, right. My God. Why would you take that?
Are there any other ones?
There's one other one. I think it's kind of good.
Try to get to it.
He's like, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Exactly.
People like me.
this other one's good.
Oh, what?
I feel bad that we're laughing, but they're funny.
He's in a throne, like a photo. Is this Photoshop? Zoom in. I can't see here.
Yeah, it's Photoshop.
So he's just sitting there, and they Photoshopped a crown onto him, and like sitting in a throne. And it says King Hoppy.
Yeah.
All right.
But then look at it in the Photoshop.
So he probably did that photo. No photography place is doing this. Okay, because a big chunk of his face is missing in the Photoshop. Looks like he got bit by a piranha. God. Wow. Well, that guy's a trip.
God.
And obviously still, you know, we had Dumb, our old phone screener.
It's like our original phone screener. Before
and Dumb was in, and we go, Dumb is exactly the same as he was when he worked on the show. We just don't hear the crazy stories, but the craziness still exists. And it's good to see Ryan is exactly, Ryan Hoppy is exactly the same way.
You guys don't know how it feels to be me.
To be me.
But if you could see Diener's face when he saw the picture of the throne.
This is the strangest picture I've ever seen. It's like his head's being squished in a vice. It's like about to burst. Oh, my God.
He might be Jeffrey Zika head twin.
I doubt that.
Oh, God.
All right. Listen. We're going to wrap it up. We are going to fire up Rolling Glory 1 shortly and head back home. But first, we're going to have the aftermath on RMG Plus. Let's see what's coming up. I think Dieter's going to hit it here.
Coming up in the aftermath.
All right. If you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live to the aftermath. What do you guys have on the way, Charlie?
We're going to talk about the senior karaoke cruise. We'll discuss the new motorboat king of Williamsport.
Yeah! Charlie, I don't know if you know this.
They're giving me the key to the city?
No, they're building a statue.
Oh, that's
great.
A statue
right next to all those little leaguers they have in that little town square there. The statue's of them. They're going to build it. And they are now getting rid of, they're printing new letterhead for the town of Williamsport. It used to be home of the Little League World Series. Now it says home of Chocolate Charlie, Motorboat King of the World.
And we'll try to get to the bottom of Boogergate 2017.
Okay.
Let's not forget that. All right. That and more coming up on the aftermath.
Hard-hitting journalism coming up on RMG Plus. Sign up for Plus right now, and we will talk to you. They will talk to you in about 8-10 minutes. We will talk to you live tomorrow morning from the home studio. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sis.
Rover's Morning Glory.